63-62. And now Gutierrez spins. Wow, it's out of bounds. It's going to be Merced ball. How is that not a foul? Now they're going to look at it, and they're going to say it's Merced basketball. And Gutierrez just can't believe it. Wow. If anything, a foul should have been called. However, Merced has the ball with the lead. Haley Owen on the baseline. Should have been an illegal screen there. Now straight away, Hayes inside, baseline Shannon. Back to Owen. Owen inside, tough attempt. She missed it. Rebound smothers. Gutierrez will slowly bring it up. Both teams in the bonus for the rest of this game. 1:30 to go. Gutierrez, it's knocked out of bounds. It'll remain Simpson ball. Gutierrez got to be careful not to pick up a technical here. And we will have a timeout call. 30-second timeout, I believe. Nope, it will be a full. We'll take a break. 1 minute, 27 seconds remaining. A good finish up and coming. Both teams played extremely well here in this second half. We'll be back on Simpson Sports Network.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
1:27 to go. There's been some calls in this game that have been tough as they inbound it to Gutierrez. Wow, no foul again, and now she brings it in. Throws a skip pass to Armstrong, who's had the hot hand. Simpson trails by one, 63-62. Armstrong, out to Gutierrez. Stutter step on the baseline. Sets up Smothers, but it's almost taken away. Smothers gets it back. She's fouled, and we'll get to the free throw line. And a sigh of relief on what could have been a turnover on the pocket pass. 1:12 remaining. Smothers will shoot two. That's the fourth personal foul on Mia Shannon. First free throw is no good. I said it a moment ago, it's both teams have missed crucial free throws here down the stretch. Knocks down free throw number two. We're tied at 63. Minute 10 to go. Haley Owen with a dribble handoff out to Aubrey Hayes. Hayes to Raina Smith. Deep three-point range. Shot clock down to 15 under a minute. Smith cut off. Baseline Hayes. She gets into the rack. Tough shot attempt. No. Offensive rebound Smith. Put back. No. Smothers with the rebound. Doubled. Here comes Simpson. They've got numbers. And instead, Gutierrez will get it up. Got to get it across here. Does just barely before the 10 seconds. 16-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. 33 seconds to go. Gutierrez being ridden down the sideline. Comes off a pick. Gets inside. Sets up Smothers. Her shot is blocked by Smith. Shot clock is turned off. 22 seconds. And a timeout is called by Sarah Hopkins Cherry. A great setup by Gutierrez to Smothers, but her shot was blocked. And now with 20 seconds remaining, Merced has a chance to win it. Wow. What a great game between two talented ball clubs. Here out of the timeout. Simpson will bring out their starting group. Romelli, Gutierrez, Armstrong, Smothers, and Cox. Merced, Belvin, Haley Owen, Mia Shannon, Aubrey Hayes, and Raina Smith. No shot clock in play. 20.2 to go. Belvin with it on the sideline. They deny, and now they do get it in to Haley Owen, letting the clock wind in three-point range. Gutierrez on her, down to 15. Now out to Mia Belvin. Belvin letting the clock wind. It goes down to 10. She retreats to the Red Hawk. Down to 7. Isolation. Spins. Belvin. Tough shot. Blocked by Smothers. She comes away with it. And a timeout called by Derek Pringle Jr. Oh, what another unbelievable play by Shayla Smothers in her fifth block of the night. And now Simpson has a chance to win it. They're going to see if they can advance it. Maybe put more time on the clock here. They're going to put more time on the clock. And they can advance. Wow. What a game. Back and forth throughout this one. And now a chance to win it with 2.4. Now they're going to put 3.1 seconds remaining. Simpson will get it as they can advance, I believe. They're going to get it with the ball right near their bench. 63 all with 3.1 seconds remaining. Same group for both teams, except Maurice Jackson, the freshman at 6'2", is going to guard Smothers on ball. Who's going to get the ball for Simpson? You have to think it's probably going to be Gutierrez. Big moment here. Smothers looking. Nowhere to go, and a five-second violation. Wow. That's the one thing that can't happen. And now Merced will get the ball back, and they can advance it on the timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a break with 3.1 seconds remaining. Merced ball after the break on Simpson Sports Network.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton. This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460.
Here we go. Mia Belvin down to one. Three-quarter court. No. Just inside the half-court line. And that will end the game in regulation, and we got five more minutes of basketball left. 63-63. Neither team can win it at the horn. We'll take one more break. We'll come back with a start of OT here on KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely committed healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. From the bakery and deli, vitamins and supplements, organic groceries, and organic produce. All of the best possible products at the lowest possible price. At Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here in Redding, California, after Ali Romelli has hit the three for Simpson, and now Haley Owen will get to the free throw line. 4:11 remaining. Both teams have had chances to win it, and Madison Cox has just fouled out of this game. So Alex Cooper will come in for Simpson. They lead by three after the Romelli triple a moment ago. Owen, free throw is good. 66-64. Second one, no good. Shayla Smothers with the rebound for Simpson. Simpson leads by two with 4 minutes to go here in overtime number one. Gutierrez brings it up. Gets inside, step back with a dribble. Nice crossover. Gets baseline. Tough floater. Got it. Estella Gutierrez, 68-64, having herself another nice scoring night for Simpson. Here's Raina Smith. Now to Owen. Looks down low. Shannon, single coverage, spins to the middle of the floor, tries the up and under, back out to Owen. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Owen retreats to Mia Belvin. Belvin, she'll attack, trying to create. Stutter step, gets inside. Wow, she's blocked, no foul. Shot clock reset, it shouldn't have, and the baseline jumper, and they're going to say a shot clock violation. Wow. The basket should count there. There were still 5 seconds left on the shot clock. There was plenty of time left. That basket should count. We'll see here as we try to get word. And I think what they're going to do is give Merced the ball. So So they'll put the shot clock at 5. So neither basket, the basket won't count, nor will it be a shot clock violation. They'll put the clock at 5. Merced will have it on the baseline. Inbound to Mia Belvin. She'll try from way downtown. No. Cooper with the rebound. Dribble handoff to Gutierrez. Gutierrez brings it up with Owen Honor to Smothers inside. Bad pass, turnover. Nowhere to go there. Raina Smith now. Smith. She'll spin out to Belvin. 3 minutes to go here in the contest. Hayes, corner. Here's a three for Owen. No. Rebound. Here's just going to be a jump ball. And it will be Merced basketball. So Merced will have it with a fresh shot clock. Trailing by 4. Simpson with the lead. Inbound quickly to Haley Owen near side. Up top to Belvin. To Hayes. Belvin in the corner. Looks down low. Shannon. Single coverage. Baseline drive. Reverse lane is good. Good take from Mia Shannon, who has come alive in this second half. 68-66. Smothers picks up her dribble. Finds Gutierrez, who gets across just in time before the 10-second violation. And now Gutierrez waits. Alex Cooper now. Three-point range to Armstrong. Armstrong, dribble drive, right inside, right hand finish is good. The junior out of Corning with the big bucket. 70-66. Here's Raina Smith. 2 minutes to go. Down low, Shannon. Again, single coverage. She spins, falls away, lays it in. Mia Shannon cuts it to 2. Under 2 minutes remaining. Gutierrez stepping back. Down to 15. Smothers inside. No. Down in the other direction. Belvin tracks down the long pass. She goes to work. Spins. Offensive foul. Wow. Armstrong slow to give up as the teammates go over to give her props on that play. And there's some fluid on the floor now. So Simpson will have the ball. Up 2. That shot would have tied it. And Gutierrez will slowly bring it across. Minute 30 remaining. Simpson trying to extend their 2-point advantage. Gutierrez right inside. Tough shot. And an offensive foul in the other direction. Third foul on Gutierrez. 1:18 to go now, and now Merced can tie it here or take the lead with a 3. Haley Owen to Raina Smith. That's who they want the ball in the hands of. Comes off the pick. Cooper fighting over to stay in front. Looks down low. Shannon. Back to the baseline. Hayes. Hayes pulls up. Banks it in, and we're tied at 70. Under a minute to go. Gutierrez, skip pass, turnover. My goodness. Owen, Raina Smith inside, laying no and a foul. And that's the 4th on Gutierrez. Just a lazy one-arm pass. And it didn't have enough on it. So Belvin at the line to give Merced the lead. Misses the first. 44.8 seconds remaining. In a stressful game for both teams. Knocks down the second. He'll stay in the press. Armstrong near side, double teamed. Looks up to Smothers. Right back to Armstrong, who will bring it across. She's going to be doubled. To Gutierrez. 13-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Simpson down one. Gutierrez enters to Smothers on the right elbow. Puts it on the floor out to Romelli. Three-point range. Romelli. Baseline feed. Gutierrez stops. Looks inside. Bad pass. Turnover. They have to foul. Merced has it. They do foul. It will be Owen. And Simpson down the stretch, just unable to convert. Third foul on Cooper, and that will send Haley Owen to the free throw line. Big first free throw. Knocks it down. 14.9 seconds remaining. So on the make, I believe Derek Pringle said he wants a timeout. And knocks down both. 73-70. 14.9 seconds to go. We will take another break here from Redding, California on KCNR 1460 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
14.9 seconds remaining. Simpson has advanced the ball into the front court. Last time they had the ball in this spot, though, they had a five-second violation. So hopefully, well, you have time to go for a quick two and then foul. Inbound to Campos, who just checked into the game as sharpshooter. Picks up the dribble to Estella Gutierrez. Down to 12. Gutierrez off a pick. Step back. The triple on the way for the tie. No rebound. It goes out of bounds. Merced ball. Four seconds. And Sarah Hopkins Cherry is going to take a timeout to advance it. Should be a 30 second. Let's see here. It'll be a 30. So, it looks like Merced is going to come away with the win in a what might be a very frustrating loss for Coach Derek Pringle and company, because this is a game I think they're going to feel like they should have won. They played pretty well except for down the stretch. A couple bad, ill-advised shots, a couple big turnovers that benefited UC Merced. And now they really need a steal. Mia Belvin will be the trigger man on the far side for Merced. And here we go. Just got to get it in. Inbound to Hohen. She will be fouled with only 1.7 ticking off the clock. And now pretty much all she's got to do is knock down one. Owen knocks down the free throw. And this one's going to sting for Simpson. Knocks down both, 75-70, 2.8 seconds, Campos, and they won't even try it. So Merced gets revenge with the win, 75-70 in overtime. We'll take a short break here, and we will come back and preview the men's game coming up later on here tonight. Final score, women's basketball 75-70. We'll be back for the men's game coming up shortly here on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with free fall tuition at Shasta College, you can save more money than ever before on a college education. A new semester starts soon. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply to enroll now.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth a ride.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive,
Professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Celebrate Valentine's Day a little early with your sweetheart Sunday, February 10th at the Cascade Theater with a special showing of the classic romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle.
Give me a wink and a smile.
It's date night at the Cascade. The party features live music, dancing, themed drinks, even a jewelry giveaway from Devon's. Party at 6, film at 7:30. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We go together like a wink and a smile.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans. But we want to also remember those that are overseas, and a Happy New Year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back here. Connor Sutton with you for the men's basketball game. Now, as we get ready for what should be another fantastic matchup, when these two teams faced back on January 12th in Merced, it was a John Manjohn game-winning putback as he was falling to the ground with 4 seconds left, and then in the other direction, Merced's Haywood was blocked by JT Branch in what was an outstanding finish from Merced, California, in one of the lowest scoring games of the year, 62-61. Simpson men's basketball a game away from clinching a spot in the CalPAC championships, and also just one game back in the CalPAC race, as we'll see if the Redhawks, sitting at 8-3 in conference play, can take down the 5-6 UC Merced Bobcats. The keys for Simpson tonight, find a way to get Blake Trent the basketball in a good spot. He has been denied down the stretch of key games. However, we'll see if he has the ability to knock down tough shots tonight, because he has had a hand in his face the last 5 or 6 games in conference play. Also another key, Aaron Berry, his ability to attack the basket has been huge, but Simpson, they have been relying on their half-court defense, especially against PUC on their Thursday night win, to not allow Merced or PUC to get good looks. Again, just holding Merced to 61 points back in January, as they only shot 39% from the field. Can the Redhawks come away with another victory here tonight? 2 minutes to go before we do the pregame introductions, as it should be another fun one here from the Grant Center on a near-capacity crowd here from Redding, California. We'll take a break. We'll talk about the starting lineups and the tip-off. Coming up next, you listen to Simpson Redhawks Basketball on KCNR 1460.
Our Shasta County Veterans Service Office wishes all active duty, their families, and local veterans a Merry Christmas. Our troops make a courageous effort year-round to ensure Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, saluting all Armed Forces men and women and wishing you a happy holiday season.
This salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're invited to share the love. Saturday, February 9th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Reading Senior Hall, it's Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment all to support Shining Care's Gatekeepers program to preserve the quality of life, independence, safety, and dignity of older adults in our community. And now, here's your Masters of Ceremony for the evening, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's us. Come join us for this fabulous fundraiser for the Older Adult Gatekeeper Program.
Together we create a bridge to wellness for our at-risk older generation.
There'll be a live and silent auction with great items. Tickets are just $35 per person, or sponsor a table for eight. Call 232-5543 for more info. That's 232-5543. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Wind River Resort and Casino, and REU. We'll see you there.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dinner.
Ministry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, for the men's game now taking place as the Red Hawks play host to UC Merced. We just finished with the pregame introductions. We're waiting for the hoop to come down on the left side. Charlotte Adams for the Simpson Red Hawks. Home again tonight, 8-3. Their final three games, including this one, all on their home floor in the regular season. JT Branch, John Manjohn, Aaron Berry, Blake Trent, and Jalen Cooper. For Simpson, Todd Braglin in his second season. Assistant coach James Jansen, Mike Hayworth, and strength and conditioning coach Kevin Cry. For UC Merced, Aaron Laughlin, Ryan Haywood, the big man in the middle, Alfred Budmati, Mason Westlake, and Raphael Duer for the Bobcats. Simpson wearing their home whites will be moving to our left. Merced in their visiting navy blues moving to our right. Here we go. Tip is up and controlled by JT Branch. And here we go. Jalen Cooper will bring it across for Simpson. The Redhawks can clinch CalPAC the championships with a win tonight. They will get into the playoff race. Inside now, John Manjohn, JT Branch, 15-footer straight away. Knocks it down. So Simpson with a good start, 2-0. After the high-low action with Manjohn to JT Branch. And here is Raphael Duer. The right side now, Mason Westlake comes off the screen making the catch with Jalen Cooper on him. Deep three-point range to Ryan Haywood. Haywood, baseline to Duer. Pass fake, pulls up for the left elbow. No, and Blake Trent comes away with a rebound for Simpson. Up now near side to Jalen Cooper, who races across the midcourt logo. Looks down low for Manjohn. Now up top, Aaron Berry. Blake Trent, three-point range, looks down low, Branch, and a whistle and a foul away from the ball on the catch is on Aaron Laughlin, his first. Did not play in that first game between these two clubs. Inbound to Aaron Berry with a shot clock reset to 20. Down low, John Manjohn back to the basket, goes to work, left hand, tough shot, missed it, and Aaron Laughlin crowds the rebound. Tough shot attempt there. Laughlin makes the catch straight away. On the right side, now to Westlake. Comes off a pick with a hesitation dribble. Simpson switches it. Westlake picks up his dribble. Now back to the right side to Laughlin. Back to Westlake. A deep three. No. And Blake Trent corrals rebound number two for Simpson. 2-0. The Red Hawks with the lead. Barry with the ball. Dribble handoff Trent. And now an illegal screen as Trent knocks down the triple. But the basket won't count. Aaron Barry on the illegal screen. His first personal foul as Merced will get the ball back. Red Hawks really trying to get Blake Trent some sort of space from beyond the arc. He's been denied the last couple of weeks on the offensive side of the basketball. 2-0 our score. Minute and a half gone by here from Redding, California on a Saturday night. Duer comes off a pick to his right. Looks inside. Pass fake now to Westlake. Near side to Haywood on the baseline. Comes off a pick to his left. Hesitates. JT Branch on him. He'll try for three. No. And John Manch on the 6 foot. Eight senior out of Spain comes away with a rebound. Aaron Barry now comes off a pick in and out with the right hand. Tough fall-away jumper. This is not draw iron. No good. And not the shot attempt Simpson wants there. And Duer lost it out of bounds. And a turnover. So Simpson thankfully gets the ball back. 2-0. Merced, one of the top defensive teams in the CalPAC. And they have the ability to hold Simpson in their half-court offense. That's what they want to do. Kevin Pham does a really good job in the half-court on the defensive side of the basketball. Cooper looks to enter it down low to Manjohn. He does. Back to the basket on the left elbow. Check that left block. They give it to him yet again. Manjohn back out to Barry. He'll try a deep two. It is good. 4-0. Our score. Barry knocks down his first field goal. 2.5 gone by in the first half. Rafael Durr, three-point range, Ryan Haywood on the right side. Waits to come off a screen, now he does, from Botmani. Feeds to the far side to Durr. Out to Westlake for three, no, and Blake Trent, another rebound, his third. Cooper looks up the floor, finds JT Branch, down low, doubled, out to Trent. Thought about it, three-point range, puts it on the floor, hesitation, tough left-hand finish, good. Well done from the junior transfer from Shasta College. It's 6-0, Simpson with the lead. Assistant coach James Jansen applauding the effort from the Redhawks here early on. Rafael Durr feeds the right side to Haywood, who is picked up by Trent. Crossover dribble, good hedge by Manjohn. Haywood now still in three-point lane with the ball on the floor to Westlake. Westlake, crossover dribble. Out to Laughlin, a good look at three. No. Offensive rebound, putback is good for Alfred Botmani, his first bucket of the evening. And it's 6-2 Simpson with the lead. Cooper brings it across for the Redhawks. Feeds to Aaron Barry in the left angle, who comes off a pick and now nonchalantly gives it to Cooper. Shot clock winds down to 15. Here's a tough three attempt from Trent. It's too strong, and Botmani with the rebound. 4 minutes gone by in the opening half. Haywood accelerates, gets inside, dumps out. Here's Laughlin for three. Yes! Quick little 5-0 run for the Bobcats. 6-5. Jalen Cooper to Blake Trent in deep three-point range. They're out him way out there. Swings to Aaron Barry. Barry hesitates, spins, gets inside, hangs in the air, lays it in. He wanted a foul call, didn't get it, and he hung in the air for what seemed like an eternity. 8-5, four early points for AB. 15:30 remaining here in the first half on a late start because of the women's game going to overtime. Westlake off a pick. Simpson does a nice job defending it, but now Laughlin's left open for three, and he ties the game. 8-8. The Laughlin twins can shoot it from beyond the arc. You got to know that. Coming into this game, that's his first triple of the night. JT Branch straight away, looks for Cooper on the left angle, finds him. Now waits for a screen from Manjohn. Hesitation dribble, looks inside to the big fella. Puts him on the floor twice, and he's stripped by Rafael Duer. Duer up the near sideline, stops, swings out Haywood, mishandles the catch. Now the baseline, Laughlin, a tough baseline jumper, no. And the rebound to Aaron Barry. 5 minutes gone by. AB swings to Jalen Cooper, up top Blake Trent, puts it on the floor, now spins, trying to find some sort of distance. And his pass to Manjohn is taken away by Haywood. Haywood out to Westlake, a three for the lead. Pops out. JT Branch with the rebound. Cooper for Simpson, directing traffic, listening for instructions from the sideline from head coach Todd Franklin. Shot clock winds down to 17. Branch will square up and fire from 17. He misses. Well short. Haywood with the rebound. Off the sideline, out of door. Sets up Westlake straight away now to Budmani on the far side to Haywood. Moving it out on the perimeter. Haywood gets inside. Out to Westlake. Good look from the corner for three. No. Manjon with the rebound. 8-8. Aaron Berry. Jalen Cooper. Cooper inside. Floater. He is fouled. It'll get to the free throw line. So Jalen Cooper will be at the free throw line to shoot a pair for with a triple-double on Thursday night. A couple substitutions for Merced. Bonmani out. Kingsley Overallet in. As the second free throw is good. Knocks down both, 10-8. I'm trying to see who else on the substitutions I missed. Oh, Seth Cobb also comes in. Here is Duer. Splits the double team. Almost got it taken away. Now swings up top to Matt Laughlin. Puts on the floor once. Back to Duer. Pump fakes now out to Seth Cobb in the left angle. Baseline. Duer, they're going to sag off him, making him shoot. He does not. Puts it on the floor. Shot clock down to five. He'll now try for three. And he knocks it down. First lead for Merced, 11-10. Here's Jalen Cooper. Waits for Blake Trent to come off the pick. Looks down low. Seth Cobb draped all over him. Branch. Skip pass to Jalen Cooper. Cooper off a pick. One dribble pull up from 17. This is no good. And the rebound comes to Ryan Haywood. Haywood across midcourt. Now to left side. Seth Cobb. Looked like he was going to step into a three, but feeds down low to the big fella. That's overall. Here's a tough three from Cobb. Laughlin. Air ball. 11-10. Merced with the lead. Simpson with the ball. Cooper sets up Blake Trent. Thought about it, and now he is fouled on the penetration. It'll be the third team foul. Brandon Moss in. JT Branch will take a seat, who played extremely well on Thursday night against PUC in a 12-point victory. Barry and in the legal screen. It'll be on Blake Trent. First foul on Trent. He'll come out. Alex Anders, the freshman, in. Here is Raphael Duer. Far side now to Haywood. Anders on him. Comes off a pick. Splits the double team. Feeds to the corner. Laughlin now out to Duer. Good ball movement. Right angle three. No. Long rebound. Cooper jumped early, and now it's picked up by Merced, and a foul on Simpson. Andres is first. Raphael Duer. So Ryan Haywood. Up top, Laughlin. Right side, Seth Cobb. Back to Laughlin. The new shot clock. Duer. Dribble penetration out to Cobb. Left angle. Thought about it. Back to Duer. Moving it out on the perimeter. Cobb down to 13. Dribble penetration stripped and a steal by Jalen Cooper. Races up the floor. Two on one. Aaron Berry to the rack. Hangs in the air. He is fouled. And we'll get to the free throw line. A chance for Simpson to get the lead here. Aaron Berry already with 4 points. Barry's ability to rise up and then hang in the air while drawing the contact is unparalleled. We'll take a break. First media timeout, 11-10, our score. Just under 12 minutes to go in the first half on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
11-10, our score, Merced with the lead here out of the immediate timeout. AB will be at the line to shoot a pair and hopefully give Simpson the lead. Knocks down the first. Evens the game at 11. Barry relaxes in, hits the second. All-conference first-teamer a year ago, looking to repeat that here in his senior season. 12-11, Simpson with the lead. Overall. Feeds to Andrew Williams, who just came into the game. Straight away now to Rafael Duer. Duer crosses over, and it's almost stolen by Jalen Cooper. Duer gets it back, down to 10. Duer, crossover dribble. Looking to go behind the back. Lost it again. Gets it back. Stripped. And Merced lost it out of bounds. What great defense from Jalen Cooper. The senior out of Fairfield at 6'3 with those long arms. Able to make a great defensive play multiple times on that possession. Cole Tyra into the game for UC Merced. Simpson moving it well. Here's Andrews straight away. Feeds to Aaron Berry. Now to Jalen Cooper. Andrews waits to come off a pick. Now he does with the left hand. Digs in. Now to Aaron Berry. Back to Andrews. Deep three-point range. Thought about it. Now Simpson a little too much going on. Aaron Berry hesitates. Does come off the pick. Attacks. Gets right inside. Hangs in the air. No fouls. He goes to the ground. Great defense by Merced. Three on two. Seth Cobb steps into a three. Got it. 14-12. Merced regains the lead. 10:50 to go, first half. Jalen Cooper attacks. Gets right inside to Brandon Moss on the baseline. He'll try from 18. Air ball. Yikes. Tyra in the other direction. Andrew Williams to the rack. He'll lay it in. 16-12, and Todd Franklin seeing the change of momentum. He'll take a timeout. 16-12, our score. We will take a break here on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Laughlin's shot attempt pops out. 16-12, it remains. Merced with the lead. Tion Martin checks in as he feeds Jalen Cooper straight away. Cooper back to Martin, looks down low for B. Moss, straight away to Andrew, stutter step, gets right inside, draws the contact, but he's stripped in a steal. Overall, comes away with it and feeds to Cole Tyra, who will walk it up into the front court. Martin on him. Directing traffic. Blake Trent at the scores table. He'll check in at the next whistle. Tyra. Tyra off a pick. Split. Loses it. And now goes to the floor. And he takes a timeout. So Tyra takes a timeout. Let's see if it's going to be a 30 or a full. It will be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay here. 16-12 our score here in the first half. It's our first chance to take a look at some stats here. As the team comparison, 40% from the field for Merced. And now it is going to become a full timeout. So we will take a break. 16-12 our score here on KCNR 1460 96.5 FM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
16-12 as a shot clock violation there out of the timeout. Former said, good defense on that possession by the Red Hawks. Tion Martin, the near side, Aaron Berry. Berry looking down low, straight away, JT Branch. Branch out to Martin. Martin looks on the far side, waits to come off a pick. He does. He's hedged. Left open for three. He'll try, and he'll knock it down. Tion Martin with the triple. Cuts it to one. Good to see him get involved on the offensive side. And a one-point game. Under 9 minutes remaining. Andrew Williams, far side. Waits to come off a pick. Now he lost it. Comes to Laughlin. Now to Seth Cobb. Cole Tyra. Tyra. Crossing over, tough shot attempt, no. Blake Trent corrals his fifth rebound. Tion Martin, Martin to the baseline. Aaron Berry stops, ooh, thought about it from three-point range. And now Martin directing traffic. The freshman out of Pasadena. And he is bumped and fouled. Shot clock will reset to 20 out of the foul. It's on Andrew Williams' first. Fifth team foul on Merced. 8-12 remaining. Substitutions for both teams. B. Moss out. John Manjohn back in. As right behind him was Alfred Batmani, his 6'8 counterpart, who will come in as well. Martin, out of the baseline, Blake Trent, looking for space, trying to get some sort of open look. He'll try for three anyway, no. Long rebound, Tyra and Berry collide, but Tyra come away with it. Under eight to play in the first half. Off a pick, Tyra looks in, and he traveled. So Simpson will get the ball back. It's been a well-defended game. They thought about taking the media. And now they won't take the timeout. All right, so we'll play here. Merced leads by one, 16-15. Simpson with the ball. Tion Martin with it. Crosses over baseline. He is fouled by Tyra. And I believe that's his second. Let's see here. Nope, just his first. 16 foul. Simpson will be at the line the rest of the half. Manjohn to Aaron Berry with a shot clock now at 20. Martin to Trent. Thought about it. Back to Martin. Looks down low. Finds Manjohn back to the basket right block. Back to Martin. Martin two dribbles. Sets up Berry. Here's a good look for three. Short. Manjohn with the offensive rebound. Goes back to work. Goes up. Foul. It'll get to the free throw line. The relentlessness of the big fella coming away with a tough offensive rebound and then drawing the foul. It's the second foul on Cole Tyra, the seventh on Merced, as he will head to the line to shoot a pair and trying to tie the game. First one, just short. Rafael Duer back in. Cole Tyra out with two personals. And he misses both. Rebound to Badmani. And now Merced will look to extend their lead. 16-15 our score. 7:15 remaining first half. Seth Cobb with it on the right angle. Skips to Rafael Duer coming off two picks. Now he attacks, gets inside. Had a wide open lay-in, but he lost it out of bounds. So a turnover. Simpson will get it back. Another chance to take the lead here. Gary brings it across. Looking for Blake Trent. Finds him on the right angle. Looking to have a great space down low. Manjon. Pass fake. Back out to Martin. Shot clock down to 17. Martin. Martin. Off a pick to his left. Double team. Looks down low and he just overthrew Manjon. Turnover. Trying to thread the needle just a tad too much. 16-15. Jalen Cooper will come in at the next whistle. Duer feeds to Bonmani. The right side, Ryan Haywood. Haywood slowly dribbling it out up top. Feeds to Bonmani. Uncomfortable around the three-point range. Now to Duer. Duer crosses over. Lost the handle on it. Martin almost with a steal. Down the nine. Duer out to the right side. Lofton from way downtown. No. And Martin comes away with the rebound. Martin with the dribble. And he is stripped. It goes out of bounds for said ball. So Martin will come out. .6:13 remaining. Rafael Duer puts it in play. Merced trying to extend their lead. Haywood now. Far side, straight away to Laughlin. Thought about it, but quickly swings back to Westlake. Dukes down low on the slip. And a shot blocked by Manjon as Laughlin went right to the rack and got his stuff thrown. .16-15. Badmani to Westlake. Westlake hesitates, comes off a pick, steps into a 17-footer, wide open, missed it, tip no. And defensive rebound. Somehow it's stripped out of Laughlin's hands, and Barry comes away with it. Streaking up the floor. Barry sets up Cooper. Cooper splits inside. Right feed. Branch lays it in. What a one-handed setup from Jalen Cooper, who has been so key for Simpson all year long. Redhawks take the lead. 17-16 in the low-scoring first half. Westlake. And Manjon has a steal. Manjon, right to the rack. He's blocked by Duer, but a foul. Oh, wow. That was unbelievable. So Rafael Duer picks up the personal, his first. Manjon will head back to the free throw line where he just missed two a moment ago. It's a good foul there. Manjon knocks down the first. Bonmani out. Overall back in. And Manjon knocks down both. I love it. 19-16. 5:10 remaining. Right side, Rafael Duer comes off a pick. Nice hedge by Manjon. Now swings far side, Westlake. Westlake. Stutter step to Haywood. Haywood attacks. Almost gets stripped. Gets it back. Trent's all over him. Out to Laughlin. A three. No. Rebound. It comes back to Haywood. Right place, right time. Laughlin. Now to Westlake. Simpson trying to gather themselves defensively. Westlake. Nowhere to go. Out to Haywood. Shot clock just at 20. Haywood. Isolation. Crossover. Tough step back. 14-footer. Rattles it home. 19-18. Lead cut to one. Simpson up by one. Blake Trent thought about in three-point range to Aaron Berry. Jalen Cooper now to Trent. Swings to Berry. To Cooper, bad pass, steal. Rafael Dur to the rack, throws it down. Merced with the lead, 20-19. Jalen Cooper. Cooper looks down low. Straight away, JT Branch down low to Manjon. It's deflected. Manjon keeps it alive. He stepped out of bounds. And a turnover. Aaron Berry and Todd Franklin. A little bit of a heated discussion on the sideline. All with the common goal. As he came out, Anders in for him. 4 minutes to go, first half. Here from Simpson University, another low-scoring game for Merced. Seems like what they are very, very good at. Dewar, baseline pop from 15. No good. Blake Trent with rebound number 6. Here is Cooper. JT Branch, crossover dribble, looks inside Manjon. Single coverage, spins, tough left-hand finish is good. Well done by the Spaniard. Simpson regains the lead, 21-20. And they have really started to feed Manjon the basketball the last three games. And he has responded. 3:20 to go. Haywood with it. Off a pick. Crossover with a dribble. In and out. Now pulls up from 17. Well defended. This is not close. Cooper with the rebound. Races up the floor. Cooper. Right to the rack. Finger roll. Got it. Pedal to the metal. And a timeout. Kevin Pham. Simpson leads by 3. 23-20. 3 minutes, 5 seconds remaining. In the first half on Simpson Sports Network.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's Day where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Valentine's Day dinner special for two includes antipasto platter, sides, top sirloin, stuffed lobster tail, and red velvet cake with a glass of champagne for only $55 a couple. With your River Club card, live music with Linda Bott and the Bluebirds. Plus, play your favorite slot machine on us. For reservations, call 1-800-UN. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's better at the river.
Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. Wind River Retreat, a full-service spa, is our most amazing amenity at Wind River that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Select treatments from our exceptional menu of services that will rejuvenate the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us featuring farmhouse fresh products. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Relaxation is better at the river.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
23-20, 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the first half. Simpson with the lead. And we'll talk about these first half of basketball coming up at the break. Rafael Dur brings it up. Westlake comes off a pick out to Laughlin for three in the tie. Got it. Aaron Laughlin knocks down the triple. We're even at 23. Aaron Berry. Straight away, Jalen Cooper. Now to Blake Trent. Trent looks down low, trying to find the big fellow Manjon. He does. Waiting for space. Out to Branch. Branch crosses over. He gets inside. Tough finish. No good. Oh, wow. Can't believe there's no foul call there. Westlake races down the other direction. Two on three. Sets to the corner. Dur for three. Got it. Back-to-back triples for the Bobcats. They take the lead, 26-23. 2:20 to go, first half. Intermission coming up shortly. Cooper looks down low to Manjon. Single coverage. He'll go right to work. Half hook. It pops out. And a loose ball foul. It's going to be on JT Branch. Simpson shooting 40%. Merced at 38. The difference... Merced is 6 of 15 from beyond the arc. The Redhawks are just 1 of 4. Rafael Dur advances it on the near side. Westlake off a pick, stutter stepped out of Haywood. Haywood. And again, they just retreat looking for a switch. Haywood, dribble drive. Laughlin again for 3. No. Trent with another rebound, his seventh. Aaron Berry. Hands to Trent. Pump fakes in three-point range. Dribble attack hits inside. Tough shot. It's blocked from behind by Laughlin out of bounds. It'll remain Simpson ball with 20 on the shot clock. Kingsley Oberalt back in. Inbound to Branch on the baseline to Aaron Berry. Berry will hand, or not hand, to Jalen Cooper. He'll keep on, hold on to it. 12 seconds on the clock. Blake Trent, three-point range. Down low, Manjohn. Single coverage. Goes right to work. Left-hand finish. Lays it in. John Manjohn. Starting to come alive. He's got 6 points. Him and Berry lead Simpson in scoring, even with six. Just over a minute remaining. Cooper knocks it away. Almost a steal. Westlake slipped. Gets it back, but now Berry has a steal. Berry to the rack. Left-hand finish is good. Simpson regains the lead. All started with a poke away from Jalen Cooper. Berry gives him a point in approval. 27-25. Under a minute. 30-second differential to the shot clock and the game clock. Haywood straight away to Westlake. Back to Laughlin. Shot clock down to 11. Haywood, they look for the switch. Crossover. Haywood inside. He's bumped. Keeps it alive to the corner. Dewar for three. Air ball. Rebound to Manjohn. Up the floor. Here comes Simpson. Cooper attacks. Berry thought about it. Stutter step. Hands to Trent. Trent for three. Got it. Great execution by Simpson. A 7-0 run out of the timeout. 18 seconds remaining in the first half. They slow it up the floor. Rafael Dewar awaiting. Shot or game clock now down to 7. They're waiting an awfully long time. Now down to 5. He does come off the pick. Dewar inside. Lost it. Goes up. Missed it. And Cooper with a rebound. And that will end the first half. The momentum seemed to be in Merced's favor. And then a explosive 7-0 run capped off by a triple from Blake Trent. And the Redhawks will head into the locker room with a 4-point advantage. We'll come back. We will talk about this first half of basketball on KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 AM and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're invited to share the love. Saturday, February 9th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Reading Senior Hall, it's Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment all to support Shining Care's Gatekeepers program to preserve the quality of life, independence, safety, and dignity of older adults in our community. And now, here's your Masters of Ceremony for the evening, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's us. Come join us for this fabulous fundraiser for the Older Adult Gatekeeper Program.
Together we create a bridge to wellness for our at-risk older generation.
There'll be a live and silent auction with great items. Tickets are just $35 per person, or sponsor a table for eight. Call 232-5543 for more info. That's 232-5543. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Wind River Resort and Casino, and REU. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. Get me every time.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater.
Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell and Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 30-26 here at the half. Real quickly before the second half starts, halftime stats for Simpson. Aaron Berry leads the Red Hawks in scoring with 8. Blake Trent with 5. Manjom with 6. JT Branch with 4. Tion Martin with 3. Jalen Cooper with 4. Tion Martin, the three-pointer, is the only bench points for Simpson that first half. The Redhawks 11 of 24, 46%, up 4 here at the intermission. Former Seb, Aaron Laughlin has drilled 3 three-pointers. He's got 9 points. Rafael Durr is 3 for 8. He's got 8. Seth Cobb with 3. Alfred Botmani with 2. Haywood with a pair. And Williams with 2 as well. Let's see what adjustments these teams make. Simpson shooting over 10% higher from the field in this game. However, they've allowed 4 more three-point attempts. Turnover numbers pretty even. Rebounding numbers very even. Red Hawks with a small advantage in points in the paint. We'll see which team made halftime adjustments that benefit them. Rafael Durr with it in three-point range. Far side to Ryan Haywood. Haywood, baseline drive, swings out Westlake for 3. No, good look there, though. And Blake Trent with the rebound. Cooper with Barry, Trent, Branch, and Manjom. Barry looks down low, finds Manjom, quickly goes to work, and he is fouled on the pass from behind. First foul on the Bobcats in this second half. And a turnover. Cooper tried to find Manjom, and now here comes Durr in the other direction. Sets up Haywood for 3. No. Long rebound. Blake Trent comes away with it again. Gosh, man, he's just getting every rebound. Branch, baseline drive, hangs in the air. Left hand, finger roll is good. That was very pretty. 32-26. Aaron Laughlin near sideline now to Mason Westlake. To Rafael Durr. Haywood now, just kind of passing around the perimeter. Haywood now crosses over, attacks, hangs in the air, lays it in over Blake Trent. Ryan Haywood back to 4, 32-28. Barry, baseline, Branch, look for Manjom, tip, no, it's loose, and Westlake comes away with it. The turnover there, not a shot attempt. Rafael Durr now steps back in three-point range to Westlake, to Laughlin, thought about it, and a whistle and a foul. I think away from the ball will be on Branch. It is on Branch's second. Inbound to Westlake. Laughlin, far side Haywood. Crossover the dribble. He's trapped. Back out to Laughlin. Shot clock down to 11. Westlake, well, for try for three. No. And again, Blake Trent in the right place at the right time with another rebound. 32-28. Trent, three-point range. He'll try from way downtown. No. I mean, that was 8 feet beyond the arc. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Merced ball. Rafael Dur, far side, Ryan Haywood. Westlake on a catch and release three. He knocks this one down. Cuts it to one, 32-31. Cooper, trap to Branch, skip pass to Berry, and now Simpson will set up their offense. Berry in three-point range, waits for a couple of screens. Comes off it to his left. Now attacks out to Branch, thought about it. Now he will try for three. Can't get it, and an offensive rebound on Trent, but a loose ball foul first. Trent picks up the personal. Second team foul on Simpson. Laughlin, dribble handoff Haywood on the near side. Now dribbles way out beyond the arc, looking for Westlake. Haywood, double crossover, gets in the paint. Ooh, got away with a travel. Now Westlake to Laughlin on the far side, Dur. Dur, hesitation dribble, left open for three, doesn't decide against it. Westlake from way downtown again, this one's no good. Good box out by Manjon with the rebound. Berry brings it up. Terrible handoff looking for Blake Trent. Westlake was all over it trying to not allow him to get the ball. Now he does catch in the baseline. Looks down low, Manjon makes the catch and a foul first. It's on Merced. Aurora with his second personal. Brandon Moss in for Branch. Cooper puts it in play to Manjon. Crossover with a dribble, now attacks the left hand, looks for Blake Trent. Trent tips it to himself, goes up, foul, and it counts. Somehow, Blake Trent, the leading scorer for Simpson, on the year, able to find his way to getting an and-one opportunity. 34-31. So Trent to complete the three-point of the play. Does just that. Four-point lead. 35-31. Here is Rafael Dur. To Haywood, they're looking for Westlake. He's denied. And now Haywood, really nowhere to go, picks up his dribble, dumps out to Laughlin straight away. 10 on the clock now to Westlake. Westlake quickly off a pick with the right hand to Haywood. Haywood dribble attack, gets into the paint, swings out. Here's Dur, corner three. Yes. Both teams heating up from beyond the arc in this second half. Already the third triple for Merced. They trail by one. Berry to Trent straight away. Looks down low, but instead finds Jalen Cooper on the perimeter. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And again, that's going to be Aurora, who has picked up his third. So with the three fouls, Badmani will come in. Inbound to Brandon Moss, who hands to Jalen Cooper. Cooper now, dribble attack, hangs inside, sets up Manjon, fakes the spin move, digs in down low, good footwork, and missed the lay-in. B. Moss is there for the tip, no. Blake Trent can't come away with it. Comes to Westlake. Haywood, crossover. Looks out to Laughlin. Right side. Now to Mason Westlake. Jabs left, goes right. A whistle and a foul. Oh, B. Moss just came away with a nice block after the whistle. The foul on Aaron Berry. His second. This is what Merced does. They kind of ugly the game up a little bit. Haven't allowed Simpson to get out in transition hardly at all. 35-34. Tour races inside. Stutter step. Skip pass. Out to Haywood. To Laughlin. Back to the angle. Now looks down low. Here's Dewar to Laughlin. Goes up. Floater. Short. Rebound tipped. And it comes to Haywood. Second chance for Merced. 5 minutes gone by. Second half. And Cooper now with a steal. Jalen Cooper by himself. Look out below. Throws it down. He just seems to come away with big plays and spots where the Redhawks need it. 37-34. Laughlin straight away. Simpson leads by three. Dribble handoff to Raphael Dewar, who now looks and picks up the ball. Nowhere to go. He does find Haywood. Inside, Haywood, the baseline. Here's a three from Westlake for the tie. It pops out. Aaron Berry with the rebound. Berry fakes the handoff. Now pulls up from 16. Well short. Rebound is controlled by Merced. Again, can tie it with a three. Haywood crossover, digs in, goes to the rack, lays it in with the right hand on the left side. Ryan Haywood, extremely talented at going to the basket. 1 point game. Cooper off a pick for three. No. Rebound to Merced. Mason Westlake. Westlake accelerates, stutter step, gets inside, sets up Dewar. He is blocked and a foul. And he'll head to the free throw line. Dewar with a chance to give Merced the lead. First free throw off the front of the iron, no good. Substitutions for Merced as Seth Cobb will come in. Tyra will come in for the shooter. Ken Monica Jr. in for John Manjohn. Dewar misses both. Monica Jr. with the rebound. Simpson hanging on to the lead. Berry doubled. Monica Jr. almost threw it away to Cooper. Gets right inside. Hangs in the air. What a floater. He's fouled and he'll get to the line. Like he lost on the way up as he was bumped. And Jalen Cooper will head to the stripe. Cooper knocks down free throw number one to extend the Redhawks lead to two, 38-36. Cooper tonight, 6 points. 3 of 3 from the free throw line. 7 points, excuse me. 2 rebounds and an assist. Blake Trent has 8 points and 10 rebounds for Simpson. I mentioned it earlier, it just seems like a lot of rebounds are falling his way. He knocks down both, 39-36. Here's Merced now with it. Cole Tyra with Tion Martin on him, who just came into the game. Out to Haywood. Haywood accelerates. Mishandles the catch. But out to Laughlin for three in the tie. No. Monica tips it. It comes to Martin. Simpson trying to extend their lead. To Berry. B-Moss wants it down low. Cooper now. They're sagging off him. To Berry. Now to Martin. Thought about it in three-point range. Down to 10. Cooper attacks on Seth Cobb. Digs in. Out to the baseline. Check that. The angle. To A.B., Berry, step back and a whistle and a foul. And it will be on Ryan Haywood. That will send Berry to the line, I believe. Nope, just the 16th foul. I thought that was the 7th. The Sims will get it on the baseline with 20 on the shot clock. Berry puts it in play to Jalen Cooper. Waits for a screen. Attacks with the baseline, spins, a whistle, and a foul. And Jalen Cooper will head to the free throw line to shoot 1-1.
Ryan Haywood,
Cooper on the 1-1. Ooh, it pops out. 39-36. 12:30 to go. Have a timeout here shortly. Kyra accelerates, gets into the paint, dumps to the corner. Trying to take it, charged Martin did. Here's Laughlin for three. Got it. Matt Laughlin from downtown. We're tied at 39. Barry quickly flips the Cooper on the left angle. Trying to enter it down low to B. Moss. Just struggling to find that angle. Now they do get it to him down there. Single coverage. Almost throw it away, but Cooper somehow gets it inside. Monica Jr. hangs in the air. Left-hand finish just popped out. Good execution from Simpson. Merced can take the lead with a bucket here. Cole Tyra. Tyra. Into the rack. Up and under with the left hand. Wild shot, no. Barry tips it up the floor to himself. Barry. Martin. Lob pass to Monica Jr. It was taken away, but B-Moss comes away with it and lays it in. Martin threw an alley-oop, and it was not the right decision, but B-Moss was there to clean up the mess. 41-39, Simpson with the lead. Haywood in three-point range in the left angle. Straight away to Laughlin. The Andrew Williams had just checked in. Both Laughlins into the game. Haywood fouled on his way to the rack. It'll be the 15th foul on Simpson. I think that should be on B. Moss. And that'll get us to our first media timeout in this second half. 41-39. Simpson with the lead. We'll be back. You're listening to Simpson Red Hawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniform service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome back here in Reading, California. The Red Hawks taking on the Bobcats from UC Merced. Two more games coming up after tonight left in conference next Thursday and next Saturday, both here at home in Reading, as Merced will have the ball out of the timeout. Cole Tyra. Dribble attacks, a whistle and a foul. Tion Martin picks it up. That's the 16th foul. So both teams, the remaining 11 minutes, will be at the free throw line. First foul on Martin. Haywood from Merced on the far side talking to Kevin Pham about a little bit of strategy here. Tyra and a foul away from the ball. It'll be on Simpson. That should be the seven. It should be 1-1. Yeah, it will be. Laughlin will head to the line. It is Matt Laughlin. First one is good, 41-40. Knocks down both. Here's Tion Martin. Martin, right side. Aaron Berry to Jalen Cooper. Back up top, Martin. Martin gets inside. Little floater from 14. Pops out. Matt Laughlin with a rebound up to Cole Tyra. Haywood. Haywood sets up Laughlin. Back to Haywood. Accelerates. Gets inside. A Cole Tyra open corner three. No. Rebound. Aaron Berry and Cooper collide, but Berry comes away with it. 41 all. Midway through the second half. Aaron Berry off a pick to his left. Hesitation dribble with a step back. Now reaccelerates, hangs in the air, uses the glass, but missed it. Laughlin with a rebound. Tyra races in the other direction. Near side. Gets into the paint. Floater missed it. A whistle and a foul on Cooper. And Tyra will head to the line to shoot a pair. Burks knocks down the first. Tyler Tanner extended to a two-point advantage. Misses the second. 42-41. Simpson with the lead, or trailing by one. Cooper, Manjohn had just checked back in, fakes the backdoor feed. Simpson with their starting group back at it. Manjohn, nowhere to go. He finds Trent on the baseline, lost it out of bounds, turnover. .9:41 to go. Tyra up top to Aaron Laughlin, to Andrew Williams, now to Haywood, playing catch. Harlem Globetrotter style. Williams now, left-hand drive. Gets into the paint, tough shot, falling away, lays it in. Over two defenders, 44-41. 1-2-2 press now for Merced. Cooper throws up the sideline to Berry. Right back to Jalen Cooper. Simpson will set it up. Trent. Manjohn. Feeds far side to Cooper. Off a pick. Pocket pass down low to Branch, and he traveled. Simpson offensively here. Kind of hit it a little bit of a dry spell. Berry over encouraging JT Branch. That's what how shows how good this team is. They're down three, not playing their best game of the year. Still very positive. They look very calm. Williams, dribble attack, right to the rack. Up and over, and hits up Laughlin. A three on the way. Good. Matt Laughlin does it again. His second triple. 47-41. Largest lead of the night. And I'm trying to see. That is a full timeout. All right, we'll take a break. Six-point game, Merced. Hazard's largest lead of the night. We'll be back on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2, from appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
47-41 out of the timeout. It's gut check time now for the Redhawks as they will try and climb back, trailing by just six here, but offense has gone cold the last few possessions. Barron in the right angle. Hands to Cooper now to the baseline. Trent, he'll try for three. He's fouled, and he'll get to the line of her three free throws. So three tries now for Blake Trent, who hasn't gotten many opportunities tonight. He's been closely guarded all evening. He's got 8 points, 10 rebounds. As he knocks down free throw number one, looking to get in double figures. Here, Simpson does not have a score in double figures in this game. Rafael Durr has 11 for Merced. He's the only guy. Knocks down the second, does Blake Trent. Simpson's still shooting a higher percentage from the field at 40%. However, Merced has hit 10 threes. Third free throw pops out. 47-43. It remains a two-possession game. Just over 8 minutes remaining. Cole Tyra to Andrew Williams. Out to Haywood. Williams on the long feed. Now Tyra doubled. The baseline Laughlin stops back to Tyra. Shot clock at 11. Matt Laughlin near side Haywood. Waits for a screen. Drill penetration. He'll pull up. A deep two. Got it. 49-43. Jalen Cooper brings it up for Simpson to Aaron Berry. Simpson will love a good chance here. Trent will try for three to answer. Got it! Blake Trent finds a way to get open, and it's cut to three. His second triple of the evening. 49-46. 7:30 to go. Andrew Williams. Now to Laughlin to the right side. And Ryan Haywood. Haywood looking. Now to Tyra. Tyra hesitates off the pick to his left. Out to the pop. Here is Aaron Laughlin for three. Got it. The Laughlin twins have been money from beyond the arc tonight. They've knocked down a combined five. Simpson trails by six, 52-46, with 7:16 to go. We'll be back on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Celebrate Valentine's Day a little early with your sweetheart Sunday, February 10th at the Cascade Theater with a special showing of the classic romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle.
Give me a wink and a smile.
It's date night at the Cascade. The party features live music, dancing, themed drinks, even a jewelry giveaway from Devon's. Party at 6, film at 7:30. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We go together like a wink and a smile.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 52-46. Simpson ball have to go the length of the floor. It looks like the Red Hawks will go with that starting group the rest of the way. Barry, Cooper, Trent, Manjon, and Branch against these Bobcats as Simpson struggling a little bit offensively. Still a lot of time left. This is a team that's dealt with adversity all year. Branch straight away. Looks like Simpson switched up their offense just a little bit. Cooper now looks to get it down low to Manjon. Crossover on the baseline drive. Now gets right back to the middle, and Jalen Cooper finds a way to get to the rack for an easy left-hand finish. So crafty with the basketball. 52-48. Matt Laughlin to Ryan Haywood. Haywood now a slip inside. Laughlin lays it in. And a foul. And a chance for one more at the free throw line. The question is, what foul number is that on Manjon? Both teams with, it's just the second. 19 fouls on Simpson, 8 on Merced. Manjon will come out. Brandon Moss in. I think what the reason Manjon's coming out is because with the Laughlin Twins, with quite a bit of athleticism, as it's 55-48, largest lead of the night for Merced at 7. Simpson will go to a little more speed down low. Cooper, dribble hand off to Trent. Spins, hangs, right angle shot, no. Loose ball foul on Trent, and we'll head to the other end to shoot free throws. .6:30 remaining. Still so much time left. But the Redhawks are going to have to find a way to get good looks. Cooper did it on the last attempt. That time, just unable to get Trent open. Simpson going to take a timeout. 56-48. We'll be back here on KCNR, 1460, 96.5 FM.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
56-48. As Ryan Haywood will be at the line to shoot the second one. This is kind of one of those games where we just haven't seen the crowd get into it. It's kind of been of a game with not a lot of big runs. 57-48. Largest lead tonight for Merced. It's at 9. 6:20 to go. JT Branch faces up, attacks, almost stripped. Finds Jalen Cooper. Cooper accelerates. He gets to the paint. Sets up Branch. His shot is blocked at a foul. And Branch will get to the free throw line. Kind of a bailout there. Aaron Laughlin picks up his second. Two free throws for Branch. First one is good. Branch played well in the opening minutes of the first half, but he's been quiet since. Second one is good. 57-50. Here's Williams to Haywood. Williams, offensive foul. Great defense by Simpson. He was cut in front and still tried to plow his way to the rack and was unable to. Raphael Durer comes back in. Cole Tyra out. Remember, Simpson won on a game winner by John Manjon the first two, for the first guy these two teams played. Cooper looks down low, up top to Branch, swings down to the left side to Aaron Berry. Trying to find Trent, can't do it, and out up Jalen Cooper straight away. Shot clock down to 13, Cooper drawing contact to Berry. Not a whole lot happened in this possession. Berry crosses over, steps on a 17-footer and knocks it down. 5-point game. . 57-52. Just over 5 minutes remaining. Andrew Williams, right side to Haywood. Matt Laughlin. To Aaron Laughlin, now to Haywood on the far side. Shot clock down to five. Trying to create, crosses over, lost it, gets it back, 3 seconds, tough fadeaway shot, no, rebound, Branch corrals it. Trying to cut it to a one possession game, under five remaining. And an offensive foul on Brandon Moss. Away from the ball, I didn't see what happened, trying to create space to get position, and an offensive foul is called. Used his elbow to get it to him, and I think Moss agrees with the call. But a big foul there because it wasn't really in play and kind of halted a bit of momentum for Simpson. Here's Cole Tyra to Matt Laughlin. Dribble handoff to Haywood. Haywood picks up his dribble back to Tyra. Right angle, comes off a pick to his left. Stutter step inside with play trend on him. Double crossover, hangs in the air. Tough turn around. It was blocked by Branch. Tipped, it comes to Cooper. Here comes Simpson up the floor. Cooper sets up Branch. Branch to the rack. Lays it up. He's fouled. And will get to the free throw line. The patience of Jalen Cooper in transition. And a very nice play. Setting up Branch, who missed the lane but was fouled. And he will shoot a pair. The foul was on Aaron Laughlin, his third. Both teams are in the double bonus. First free throw is good from Branch. 4-point game, a chance to cut it to three. Still 4:21 to go. Second one, knocks it down as well. One possession game. 4:20 remaining, here's Cole Tyra. Andrew Williams now. To Haywood on the far side. Surveying the floor to Tyra. Shot clock down to 15. Williams accelerates, gets inside, sets up Aaron Laughlin for three. Yes! Aaron Laughlin with another triple, 60-54. Trent on the right angle. To Aaron Berry. Wants that double screen, he comes off it to his left. Bumped, steps back, hesitates, crosses over, lost it, turnover. Tyra's gonna take a timeout. Trying to do just a bit too much isolation ball there. And causes a turnover. Take a look at our stats here through this. Let's see, 36 minutes into this game. Jalen Cooper with 10 points. JT Branch, 10 points. Aaron Berry, 10 points. Blake Trent, 13 points with 10 rebounds. Simpson, 43%. Merced has hit 12 threes. And now the Laughlin twins have really been dominant. They've combined for 7 triples, 15 for Aaron, 11 for Matt, 11 for Rafael Durr, and 10 for Ryan Haywood to go along with 9 rebounds. So, down 6 with 3:42 remaining. Here we go. Merced has to go the length of the floor going to our left. Defense chance starting to come to life here in the Grant Center. Aaron Williams out to Aaron Laughlin. Tyra, offensive foul and an illegal screen. So Simpson will get it back after the turnover by Merced. Shifting on the screen, didn't come set. So Barry will roll it up the floor for Cooper. 3:20 remaining. Cooper accelerates to Aaron Berry. Feeds Blake Trent. Quickly near side of Cooper. Attacks. Crosses over. Steps back. Brandon Moss. Offensive foul. Check that. A travel first. Regardless, a turnover. .3:16 to go. Still down just 6. 2 possession game. Cole Tyra brings it across. Feeds to Haywood on the far side. Comes off a pick straight away. Now to Matt Laughlin for three. Short tip comes to Barry. Barry brings it up. Feeds Cooper. Cooper dribble handoff to Blake Trent. Right back to Cooper. Barry waits. Uses a screen. Spins. Steps back. Trent. He'll try for three. Tough shot. No. Laughlin can't come away with it. A loose ball foul. It's going to be on a hold. And I believe Blake Trent will get to the free throw line. He will. Followed his shot. That's kind of a big call there. Fourth personal on Haywood. Trent was going to get the rebound anyway, but he was held on his way to get it, and now he'll shoot a pair. First one is clean. 60-55. Alex Andrews in for Brandon Moss. So Simpson going to a small ball lineup. Knocks down both. 60-56. Tyra comes across for Kevin Pham's club. 2:30 remaining. Andrew Williams with Andres on him. Jabs right. Comes off a pick to his left. Straight away to Aaron Laughlin. Back to Tyra on the right angle. Check that left angle. Tyra accelerates. Picks up his dribble. Matt Laughlin. Simpson's now locking down defensively. 7 on the clock. Haywood. Haywood. Isolation on Trent. Step back. Out to Williams. Williams. Baseline drive. Floater. No. Rebound. It comes to Laughlin. Second chance for Merced. And they're going to let the time wind. 4-point game, 60-56. Andres comes out. Simpson loses a little bit of rebounding. Under 2 minutes to go now. 15 on the shot clock. Haywood far side. Waits for the pick. Simpson does switch it. Now to Tyra. Down to 10. Tyra wants the ISO on Trent. Pulls up. Nope. Then he travels. Oh, I think that's a bad call. Tyra jumped up like he was going to shoot. Decided to pass in the last minute. And it looked like he got the pass off, but instead it's a travel. I don't know if I agree with that call. John Manjon comes back in, and as that happens, overall he comes in as well for Merced. .146 to go. Simpson will roll it just a little bit, and Jalen Cooper will bring it across. Cooper. The JT Branch. AB straight away. Barry attacks. Step back with a dribble. Out to Branch. Thought about it in the right angle. 1:30 to go. Barry pump fakes. Attacks. Step back. Tough. 17 footer. No. Rebound loose. He thought it should have been fouled. In the other direction. Andrew Williams. And he did. Oh, wow. I don't think he hung on to it. But Laughlin lays it in. Timeout. Todd Franklin. Great play by Andrew Williams to track it down. Save it into his teammate for the easy two. 62-56. Merced leads by six. Out of the timeout. It will be a... It is a 30-second timeout. So we'll stay here. 1:20 to go. So really for Simpson here, got to get a bucket and get a stop and then reevaluate. We'll see what the Redhawks can do here. Maybe get Trent an open look at three to cut it to a one-possession game. However, still lots of possessions left. And Merced has not been all that good from the free throw line tonight. They are 66% on 6 of 9. 62-56. 1:21 to go. Barry will throw it into Cooper. Here we go. Cooper attacks, stops, left angle pull up, knocks it down. What a shot that was. Quickly getting a bucket. 62-58. Just over a minute to go. And now Kevin Pham's going to take a timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We will take a commercial break. A minute, 4 seconds. Nope, check that. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay here. So, got to get a stop here. 1 minute, 4 seconds remaining. Ken Monica Jr. is going to come into the game, I think, here. He'll check in. We'll see who he goes in for. Maybe just to put on a full court press here, as they did, but they did bring it across midcourt, so we'll see. Simpson obviously in need of a stop. Both teams in the double bonus. Maybe they can get an on-ball steal. That's what Monica Jr. is into the game to do. So Hill will be on ball. It'll be Williams will be the trigger man if they line up parallel to him. On the sideline, Williams. Nowhere to go. Throws it in. Now trapped by Haywood. Haywood, nowhere to go. And a timeout was called first. Todd Franklin didn't think it was called, and it said now that Haywood did make the call. And he's very unhappy because he thought that he stepped out of bounds first, and he is unhappy out near midcourt arguing the call. It's a full timeout. 1 minute remaining. We'll take a break. Red Hawks trail by four on KCNR 1460 at 96.5 FM.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Happy hour is served 2 to 6 p.m. weekdays with $2 off draft beer, glasses of wine, and well cocktails, as well as 25% off appetizers. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely committed healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. From the bakery and deli, vitamins and supplements, organic groceries, and organic produce. All of the best possible products at the lowest possible price. At Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
62-58. See if Simpson can force another timeout or maybe even get a steal. Monica Jr. on ball as they will look to get it in. He does the Laughlin, but Branch has a steal! Saves it to Monica! Monica! Oh, he lost it! But comes away with it. Oh, my goodness. Should have been an easy two and a timeout. Oh, my goodness. He should have had an easy dunk, and instead he lost it. I'm not sure what is happening right now. I don't know why the whistle was blown. I guess to make the shot clock shorter. God, how such an easy attempt. It looked like he tried to throw it down. Just lay it in. So Jalen Cooper will put it on the baseline. Surprise, Monica's staying in the game here on offense. Branch looking to get a quick bucket. Dribble handoff trying to find Berry. Can't. Now he does find Aaron Berry. Berry crosses over. Out to Branch. Here's a good look for three. Air ball. Laughlin comes away with it. They're going to have to trap or foul. Andrew Williams races up the floor. Laughlin to the rack. Blocked by Berry. Oh, what a play. Simpson has to trap and foul. Trap. And now it's almost a steal. Oh, my goodness. Laughlin comes away with it. And now Haywood. Haywood to Tyra. And he's finally fouled. And they're going to do a warning on Todd Franklin for coming out of the coaching box. Such mayhem. Simpson almost had three steals. Cole Tyra. First one. No good. So Todd Franklin was going to take a timeout. He won't here. And Now the fans coming to life. 62-58. Tyra knocks down the second. 5-point game. Cooper will let it run down the sideline and does pick it up. 20 seconds. Cooper out to Trent. Trent for three. Got it! 2-point game. Wow, what a shot that was. Timeout, Simpson. And things just got a whole lot more interesting. Full timeout, 15.5 seconds remaining. Hanging on for dear life. Here in Redding, California. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
You're invited to share the love. Saturday, February 9th from 6 to 11 p.m. at Reading Senior Hall, it's Gatekeeper's Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment all to support Shining Care's Gatekeepers program to preserve the quality of life, independence, safety, and dignity of older adults in our community. And now, here's your Masters of Ceremony for the evening, Carl and Linda Bott, to tell you more.
That's us. Come join us for this fabulous fundraiser for the Older Adult Gatekeeper Program.
Together we create a bridge to wellness for our at-risk older generation.
There'll be a live and silent auction with great items. Tickets are just $35 per person, or sponsor a table for eight. Call 232-5543 for more info. That's 232-5543. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Wind River Resort and Casino, and REU. We'll see you there.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
63-61. The final score in the last game was 62-61. Here we go. Merced has the ball on the baseline. Simpson putting on the press. They look to throw it long. In now to Hayward or Williams. He's double, lost it, and a foul. And now a scrum. Oh, what happened? I didn't see what happened. Couple players. We're mixed up together. The foul is on Martin. So Andrew Williams will go to the line. To shoot two. Just a common foul. As the crowd has come to life. With 13.3 remaining. Knocks down the first. Trent back in. Big second free throw. I believe Simpson has one timeout left. 13.3. Knocks it down. 4-point game. Martin races up the floor. Looking for Trent. Looking for him. Nowhere to go. Martin, baseline. Cooper. Got to get a shot off. Cooper from way downtown. No. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's Simpson ball with 1.9 remaining. Substitutions now. Inbound. Martin throws it into Cooper. Cooper will try for three at the horn. No. And Merced gets vengeance. They get the 65-61 win on the road here in Redding, California. And the Redhawks fall to 8-4. And Merced stays alive in the race to get in the CalPAC tournament. We'll take a break. We will come back here on the radio side. Talk about this one post-game here on KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Tough one to swallow tonight for the Redhawks, falling at home to Merced 65-61. But this Bobcats team is very, very good. They play good defense, so obviously a well-deserved win for the Bobcats. Kudos to them for coming back in this game where it seemed like Simpson had control most of the first half, and then in the second half it was all Merced. Final stats here from Reading. Simpson 41%, Merced 41% from the field, but the Bobcats hit 8 more threes. However, they took 18 more tries. Simpson went 17 of 21 from the line, 9 of 13 from the free throw line for Merced, but they made it when they counted. Simpson out-rebounded Merced, and however, did have 4 more turnovers and 17 more bench points for the Bobcats. Scoring leaders for Merced: Haywood with 10, Laughlin led all scorers, or check that, led Merced in scoring with 17. Matt Laughlin had 11. Raphael Durr had 11 for the Bobcats. For Simpson, Jalen Cooper with 12, Branch with 10, Barry with 10. Blake Trent had 18 points to go along with 11 rebounds. Simpson will be back at it next Thursday and Saturday here in the Grant Center. They will play La Sierra on Thursday, Antelope on Saturday. They might have clinched tonight depending on what happened around the league, but they'll have a chance to definitely clinch on Thursday and Saturday, trying to get that berth into the CalPAC Championship Tournament. So we'll hopefully see you out here next Thursday and Saturday. If not, join us right here on KCNR 1460 or 96.5 FM. For our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton, saying so long. Once again, our final score, the UC Merced Bobcats take down Simpson here in Redding, California, 65-61. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Door, because the Democrats could load up their shopping cart and yep, the president would load up his shopping cart. And I do think a lot could get done. I think so far the decision has been the resistance. Let's get to the next election. Let's see if we can't defeat him at the ballot box. Mueller will come in. And whether or not, you know, if the president's going to need his ratings to rise in order, I think, for the Democrats to make a different decision. If he gets over 50, and this speech should give him 2 or 3 points, frankly, then I think you'll see a very different decision made, and maybe we'll get some real legislation done.
And getting it down, too. And, you know, Mark, you can't really, you know, you look at Bill Clinton, he's been speaking all his life, plus he's naturally gifted. Barack Obama got great charisma. Bush was solid. But, you know, Donald Trump just started doing this 3 years ago. And to go up there in front of millions of people, and maybe even around the globe, and to nail an hour and 21-minute speech is not easy. Don't you agree?
Well, Trump is maybe the best stump politician of our time. You know, the formal settings have never been his strength. And as I said, yesterday was clearly his best performance. Look, I always look at the first 2 years of the presidency as just a training ground. You make a ton of mistakes. Frankly, his ratings are ahead of where both Clinton and Barack Obama were at this stage two years into it. And then you either learn and you do it differently and you pick up and you get reelected or you don't. And last night's speech was a sign that he's learning, you know, a lot more than people think, and which is why if Democrats think they're going to beat him, right, they saw somebody who could deliver a good speech, who had substance, who was not the joke that he's been depicted as.
Mark Penn is with us offering his instant analysis on a speech that wrapped up about 11 o'clock Eastern time last night. So for many of you who didn't see it, this is probably the best analysis you're going to get. We kicked it off with Karl Rove, now going with Mark. Mark, you also wrote a column on The Hill. Now, I know with the networks, when President Trump has a couple of good days or, let's say, a good day, a good night, they want to switch the subject quickly. President Trump usually helps with a tweet that gets everybody off track. He hasn't done that yet today, but I'm sure something's going to pop up with Mueller, which brings me to your column in The Hill. You said you have not been a fan of this investigation because you experienced it with Bill Clinton. You have various reasons why you think in many cases this is unfair. You said the other thing really stung you, that when you watched the way Roger Stone was taken down, you thought the whole world got to see where this investigation's going.
Well, I thought it got to see a clear abuse of power. I mean, so much has been cloaked in mumbo-jumbo of national security. You can't know. You don't even know what Mueller's actual charge is because that's a national state secret. And here it was exposed, showing up with 26 FBI guys. The guy has a deaf wife. He's going to be released almost on his own recognizance anyway for CNN to be there. And I was particularly concerned about Judge Amy Jackson, who threw Manafort into jail without bail, couldn't do that with Roger Stone, but is thinking about a gag order. Now, I don't know whether Roger's interviews are any good, but you know what? He should have a right to make them, and I should have a right to hear them, particularly when he considers this investigation politically inspired. It's core First Amendment speech, and I think it would be wrong to deny him that right. And I was very clear that this is the kind of stuff that really makes these investigations look partisan and wrong.
All right. They're going over the inaugural committee, first time in history. They're looking at that. Thanks to the Mueller probe, he has sidelined that as he gets on an off-ramp and other things of Michael Cohen's arrest.
That subpoena, the night before – see, talk about something politically inspired. The night before the State of the Union, this subpoena surfaces. And again, it's one of those broad fishing subpoenas that says, give me everything, every donor, every contract. And that's the kind of stuff, again, people wonder, well, I don't know, did somebody send, say, another foundation of another president, give me everything? You know,
no.
I mean, that's the kind of fishing expedition politically timed the day before the State of the Union. It, again, raises more questions about these investigations. Look, if there's one thing I've been strong as, I want to see legislation, not investigation.
And that's exactly the term the president used on that. You also bring up the fact that it's already cost us $30 million. Can you wrap it up, please? My goodness.
Well, the public deserves an end to this thing. I don't think they found what they were looking for. They find process crime after process crime created by the investigation itself, with guns drawn, with abuses of civil liberties. Come on. I suspect in the next poll you'll see a lot fewer people calling for impeachment. And let's just go to the ballot box. Let's hold things with elections, not investigations. And I think more and more of the public is coming around to that view.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mark, I'll let you go. But thanks so much. Mark Penn, putting it all in perspective, his opinion column is now on The Hill. And you just got his instant analysis here. Mark, thank you.
Thank you so much.
1-866-408 7669. We had some good callers, instant reviews. Your review matters, so get on board. Also, did my Facebook Live today. We posted it. We got some responses there. And you'll hear a little bit more from the speech, because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking you probably had a lot of stuff going on at your house or at your sports bar. I don't think you sat for an hour and 21 minutes, so I'll be able to give you the highlights. Don't miss a minute, and don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's Program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman whose New Year's resolution of writing love letters makes the Dean's List. 48-year-old Jen Kramer says even though she never cared much for New Year's resolutions in the past, she was inspired to start her Year of Love project when she read about the benefits of using resolutions for positive initiatives rather than arduous self-improvement tasks. Jen says she mostly chose her love letter recipients based on her instincts. Some days they were dedicated to high school friends, whom she had not spoken to in years. Others she dedicated to restaurant workers and custodians. Finally, after successfully publishing 365 love letters to social media, Jen says it's amazing what happens when you are on the lookout for love. Jen hopes her project will inspire others to use 2019 as a year of showing gratitude to their peers, regardless of whether or not it's expected. Jen Kramer, we love your idea. Consider this Dean's List a love letter back to you. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Radio commercials have been in our popular culture since 1922, but the decades of the 50s and 60s provided iconic performers hawking all kinds of products, like the Four Lads for Ford.
Standing on the corner, watching all the Fords go by.
For great shakes.
Great shakes. It's so clean and thick and dreamy. Any place can be, it's all about me now. It's great shakes, yeah, great shakes. So if you want your own, it's all about me now. Go to the store and get great shakes. So if you want your own, it's all about me now. Go to the store and get great shakes.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
We'll be right back.
information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
First year of the show, I lost my mom. Second year, I lost my dad. Then my brother died. And after that, I was pretty much out of family. And the folks here became my family.
So that was This Day in History, a flashback. Back in 2014, Jay Leno said goodbye to NBC's Tonight Show for the second time.
Yeah, and by the way, think about this. Jay Leno leaves, and everyone's like, you know what? He was good. He was in first place every week, and it was a big battle between him and Letterman. Okay. And then I thought to myself, well, Jimmy Fallon's so talented, so diverse. He's going to bring so many elements to it. And, man, do they miss Jay Leno now? I'm fascinated to see if a guy who's that strong, that great of a joke writer, best of his generation, would be beating Stephen
Colbert,
who has decided that Trump is evil and everybody else, every Democrat, is great. And Jay Leno never would have been like that. He would have been after Trump, but he would have been broadening it out. I'm wondering who would win.
I agree. I think that's a good question. I would like to think Leno would still win, and I would think also Leno had enough experience that he wouldn't cave to the pressure of feeling like you need to attack Trump every night. He knows where he stands and he knows what works.
Oh, well, put it this way. We'd be using a lot more clips because even the Trump jokes were fair and funny. It's like now they just seem to have to be hatred. He's incompetent. His hair's terrible. His skin's terrible.
They're just nasty.
Oh, yeah. Any other? I know we have Facebook comments from out there, but I also would like to see if there's more to know.
More to know.
Melania, who, by the way, got huge applause to start this thing off. And then when he introduced the First Lady, they stood and applauded again. She dressed in $2,390 Burberry military-style black for the State of the Union. Is Burberry a good quality brand, or is that a color?
It is a designer. They have nice stuff. Not that I own any of it, but, you know, when I go in the stores and I feel it, it's very nice.
The one thing with Michelle Obama, didn't she go shopping at Target?
She would wear designer stuff as well. They'd mix it up. But at the same time, the First Lady wore that jacket from Zara, which was, you know, inexpensive but caused all the headlines. But, I mean, they were contrasting that, too, that she was in black as opposed to the Democratic woman wearing white. However,
premature switch.
Tiffany Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle were both wearing white as well.
I did not see Kimberly out there, but I'll count the squish for this. Cory Booker went after a judicial nominee who is going to replace Brett Kavanaugh's, because Brett Kavanaugh elevated onto the court. This woman was asked a question, and she could be the next judge. What is her name? We'll try to find that. Naomi Rao was asked a question by Cory Booker, and he flat out embarrassed himself by asking about clerks. Do we have that, Sam?
Have you ever had an LGBTQ law clerk?
I've not been a judge, so I don't have any law clerks.
Working for you.
I'm to be honest, I don't know the sexual orientation of my staff. I take people as they come, you know, irrespective of their race, ethnicity, sexual orientation. I treat people as individuals. Those are the values that I grew up with, and those are the values I would apply if confirmed.
Checkmate. I mean, come on.
He didn't have a great day yesterday. And then there's a whole thing on, you know, how Democrats are going silent on the lieutenant governor of Virginia. So if you want to hear Cory Booker back in October, it's cut 56.
Let's listen.
I believe her. I believe Dr. Ford. I still believe her.
Over Brett Kavanaugh.
And then on the allegations against Lieutenant Governor Fairfax, he said, quote, I think we should be focusing on what's right now happening with the governor. I know you guys are going to try to focus on a lot of other things right now, but right now my focus is on calling for the governor to step down. Totally, it did not answer the question.
He's a problem, I'm telling you.
He's Spartacus.
It's a huge issue. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me, and when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich, I can't get a bottle of pop, I got to stand, I can't even get a cab, and I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. I don't understand this. What makes people like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Preparations continue for a second summit, and President Trump is praising North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying great things are in store for his country.
President Trump says he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will meet in Vietnam's capital, Hanoi, over the course of 2 days, February 27th and 28th. And in a tweet, he's pumping up the North Korean leader, saying under Kim's leadership, he expects the country will become a great economic powerhouse. Trump adds North Korea will become a different kind of rocket, an economic one. In Seoul Saturday, U.S. Special Representative for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, says there's still hard work to do before the summit, but he's confident real progress can be made. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Presidential primary race in the Democratic Party gets a little bit bigger. Another contestant has joined. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says she wants to see the American system work for everyone.
That is why I stand here today to declare that I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
Warren formally announced she's running for the White House during a rally Saturday. Meanwhile, on Sunday, her colleague, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, is expected to make a similar announcement. The Trump campaign immediately responded to Warren's declaration by citing her past claims to Native American heritage and, quote, being exposed as a fraud by the Native Americans, or in the East, that she impersonated and disrespected them to advance her professional career. A strike among pilots at Taiwan's flag carrier China Airlines dragging into its third day now, resulting in further flight cancellations. No word of a settlement as the pilots union remains firm in its demands for an additional backup pilot on flights of 8 hours or more, a more transparent system of promotion, a year-end bonus, and other concessions. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Pennsylvania's halting construction permits for natural gas pipelines operated by Texas-based Energy Transfer LP, saying the company isn't fixing problems related to an explosion last year.
The State Department of Environmental Protection said Friday that the energy transfer has failed to stabilize the earth and erosion around its Revolution Pipeline in western Pennsylvania. The methane gas explosion destroyed one home in Beaver County there last September. Energy transfer's pipelines in the state of Pennsylvania have drawn millions in fines and several temporary shutdown orders from state agencies. Energy transfer says it is committed to bringing the Revolution Pipeline into full compliance. Bob Agnew reporting.
Work is underway to remove what's left of the Morandi Bridge, the key highway span in the Italian city of Genoa that collapsed in August, killing 43 people. Engineers spent Saturday lowering a 118-foot-long chunk of the road that fell August 14th. The cause still undetermined. More at townhall.com. A North Carolina woman who helped her immigrant boyfriend register and vote is going to prison.
U.S. District Judge Louise Wood Flanagan has sentenced 66-year-old Denslow Allen Page to 2 months in prison and a $250 fine. Page advised Guadalupe Espinosa Pena to register and vote in the November 2016 elections, though he was ineligible as a Mexican citizen. Espinosa Pena was among 19 foreign nationals charged with illegal voting in August by federal prosecutors in eastern North Carolina. Page was a seasonal poll worker in Wake County when she said she was never taught legal residents holding green cards like Espinosa Pena weren't allowed to vote. Patrick Foss reporting.
Paul Casey put together another solid round for a 567, giving him a three-shot lead over Phil Mickelson going into the final day of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am on Sunday. Jordan Spieth eight shots back. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
In 30 seconds. Enjoy. Fox News Radio Studios in New York City. Fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade coming your direction. Thanks so much for listening. At the bottom of the hour, Congressman Michael Waltz. Not only is he a congressman from Florida, he's a former lieutenant colonel and a staffer with former Vice President Dick Cheney. We're also going to be talking to Chris Wallace, who's just getting dressed. He's not quite ready. So let's get started with the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
But it's worth remembering, very early on, the president said, don't mess with my money. That's a red line. That line has now been erased, and the Democrats are coming for the president's taxes.
Adam Schiff springs into scattershot investigations, and Donald Trump says not backing down or telling him to back off. Why is it okay to randomly target a person, even if he is the president, because you cannot defeat him in an election? That's what I'm wondering.
Number two.
The tone is good, dealing in substance now, something we haven't done before.
I spoke with Senator Shelby. I told him, whatever you all come to agreement on, bipartisan agreement, I will support.
This committee, I think, is able to come to a solution.
I hope so, and I think we all hope so. And I hope it's something that both sides feel as though they didn't get enough or got enough. Senator Richard Shelby, cautiously optimistic at the border battle, is going to make enough progress to avoid another shutdown and maybe the president having to use emergency action. I'll read you some of the quotes and get some of the insight.
Number one.
I think it's interesting that for a long time people tried to pose this or prop this up as a Republican issue, and we're finding out today it's a human issue, and it's unfortunate that we're finding this out so late in the game.
Senator Tim Scott trying to make sense of what's going on in Virginia. I've never seen anything like it. Triple embarrassment for Virginia and the Democratic Party as the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general are all embroiled in scandals. Calls for mass resignation are gaining steam, which would bring a Republican into the governor's mansion. Do you believe that? It brings to light the downside of condemning Republicans in many ways without evidence over the last 3 years, especially with Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. Joining us now is Chris Wallace. Chris, so many times we start our segments, but first, before I ask you a question, we got to hear this.
Now it is time to clear the airwaves of the Brian Kilmeade Show for the original receptive voice.
That is the stupidest line I've ever heard. I don't know why they keep using it.
What should we call you, Mr. Wallace?
I'd like once in my life somebody to say Chris Wallace, oligarch.
The man who sat with Vladimir Putin. The man who vacations in Russia. The man who calls George Clooney a friend. Chris Wallace, oligarch.
Hey, Chris.
All right, now you may begin.
Now I got. Sorry about that. I jumped the gun.
Yeah, you did jump the gun.
You got to get the proper introduction.
You know, contractually, get a double penalty. It's like double secret probation if you don't allow that to be played.
Oh, obviously, Chris is actually in studio now because he was hosting Brett Baer's show last night, and when he does that, he sleeps in his office. He does not go home. Am
That's
I right?
True, like members of Congress.
Yes.
Can you imagine that a lot of members of Congress sleep in their offices? How depressing is that?
Well, they want to save money. They don't make a ton of money for Washington anyway.
I don't know. I mean, do you sleep in your office?
No. Never. I don't even rest in my office. I have a standing desk. I don't sit down. Do you have a standing desk?
No. I read something because I saw a lot of people having that, including Brett Baer, and I thought, wow, maybe I should be doing that. And then I read that it's fake news and that it doesn't really do any good at all.
Well, it ties you, I'll tell you right now, do you ever, your hamstrings tight?
I don't even know where my hamstrings are.
Okay, that's a problem. It absolutely, if your hamstrings are tight, it affects your lower back. If you're sitting a lot, your hamstrings tighten up. So just on that logic, I'll stand.
What do you do? Let's talk for a second. Most people work for a living. They work on an assembly line. They dig ditches. They're on their feet all day. And you're talking to me. You get paid millions of dollars to sit on a Kirby couch or here in a studio and talk. And you're talking about, oh, my hamstrings got tight.
They do. Get tight. Oh, everything you said
what?
Is true.
From talking?
Everything you said is true. I prefer the
is
term.
Is the crew in the control room, are they laughing at you right now?
They're afraid to. Because I lead with an iron fist.
Oh, my hamstrings are tight. I've been talking all day.
Well, if I get home and my hamstrings are tight, everyone knows to stay out of my way.
Do you know that we are the luckiest people in the world?
Yeah,
we
I agree.
Talk for a living.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
And when people
and
come up
pay
to me,
us.
Yeah, I know. And when people come up to me and go, "Oh, you work a lot," I'm like, "Really?" I would just be the annoying accountant or deli guy, have an opinion
exactly.
on everything.
Exactly. You'd probably go in for 3 hours every morning and just talk anyway, and you get paid for it.
Yeah, while I'm slicing the salami. So listen,
you'd be horrible behind a deli counter. I mean, you'd want to schmooze with everybody.
But here's the thing, Chris. Here's my problem. They'll go, okay, half a pound of provolone, half a pound of Genoa salami sliced thin, and then turkey. And I go, what was the first one? So yeah. I'd have to write down everything because my mind is
all right,
shot.
So now, all right, that brings up something. When you're at a restaurant and, you know, like you're four people or six people at the restaurant and the waiter asks what you're going to have, and you proceed to tell them you're going to have this appetizer and you're going to have this main course, and they don't write it down. So that means that, let's say there's six people, that there are 12 items.
Amazing.
Does that upset you because you think they're going to screw it up?
No, I'm in awe. Because I was a waiter for a long time. I wrote the smallest things down. Like where
water.
The kid, I
would, have, would you like water?
Right. And I'd be like,
how
where
about,
the kitchen
how about
was.
Butter with the bread?
Ah. I would write every little thing down. Then I couldn't read my handwriting. But no, I would. I'm in awe when people just look at you and they just take it in. Because they use that memory trick of, like, cooks. They say, you know, they got the three-legged stool and all these things. You're supposed to put something on a rack. you know, and make it visual. I never really – I started – one day I said I bought a set to make my memory better. This is how bad my memory was. So I bought a cassette set, so it's a big book. I opened it up, and I sat there, and I could not – I did not understand what the guy was talking about. I tried it,
and
it did not
and
work.
And you quickly forgot it, too.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot where I put it.
What did they say? How do you remember that stuff?
How do I remember Wallace? Which Wallace is he?
I do have to tell you one quick story. So yeah. I have a grandson who was in the Model UN. Do you remember that when you were a kid, when you'd be in the Model UN and you'd represent a country and all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
So my this is my grandson, William, and my son, Peter, I was saying to him, so how did it go? And he said, well, the day before, he said, I asked William, I said, what country are you going to represent? He said, I'm going to represent one of those African countries. He said, well, which one? He said, I don't know. It begins with a G. So Peter goes, is it Ghana? He goes, no. He says, is it Equatorial Guinea? He goes, no. He says, well, what is it? And William goes and gets his sheet, and he comes back and goes, Morocco.
Ha! So this is going to be a struggle, right? I mean,
this is going to be a struggle.
We're going to need a tutor.
And, I'm just saying that memory is a...
Right. He inherited it from you.
Who am I talking... Oh, hey, Brian, what are you doing here?
Right. Okay, here. Are you ready for this, Chris?
Yes, sir.
So, a lot of times I introduce you, and it's like, well, what do you think of the State of the Union address? Things are traditional. Now right. We're talking about what's happening in Virginia. Makes sense of this, because it's called bringing into play how we view people ethically, obviously, what we feel about an accuser as opposed to the accused, because you have a governor that did something in the 1980s, dressed in blackface.
1984,
and he's posing. It looks to be, now he denies it, with a Ku Klux Klan person on a medical page for a yearbook, which he made the choice to put that in, the lieutenant governor's sexual assault allegations, and now we have the attorney general who told the governor to step down because of these pictures, goes, oh, by the way, I did the same thing at 19. Chris, solve this problem for Virginia.
Well, I'd say one thing. You know, all the talk and all the outrage on the part of Democrats about this is going to, I predict, fade away quickly. Why? Because, as you pointed out, if the governor quits, it's the lieutenant governor. If the lieutenant governor quits, it's the attorney general. If the attorney general quits, it's the Speaker of the House. Now, those first three, you can almost hear the sound effect of the car screeching to a halt. The first three are Democrats, so no harm, no foul. You just go from one Democrat to another. If they get to the Speaker of the House, it's a Republican. And I promise you, Democrats on the state level and the national level do not want to see the key potential swing state of Virginia in Republican hands in 2020.
But what do you do? So when
nobody has to quit. I mean, the one, it seems to me, who's in the worst trouble, potentially, allegedly, is the lieutenant governor, because he allegedly committed a crime. I mean, it's not you can argue it's incredibly insensitive, but appearing in blackface is not a crime. It could be politically disastrous, but, you know, I don't think he's going to be impeached for it. I don't think he's going to be removed from office.
Nope.
So I would, if I'm the governor,
yeah,
I just shut up and I let all the controversy over these other people wash on, you know, particularly, as I say, the lieutenant governor, because not just a picture. You've got a woman now who's come out and told a really unpleasant story about what allegedly happened back in 2004. So I would just be quiet, and, you know, it's like when I'm in trouble and I just can't figure you're going to get in trouble, and then everybody at the bosses at Fox will forget about me.
Right. Well, that is something. So let's say he survives.
What's the strategy?
Well, Chris, let's say he survives, and let's say the Attorney General, Ralph Northam, survives. And let's say the Attorney General of Virginia survives. What happens to the conversation now? What happens to the conversation for 19 and 23-year-old actions who are now 55-year-old politicians or candidates? Do we say, well, that was just when I was 20. You got to leave me alone because what happened in Virginia? I mean, do things change now?
Well,
are we going to become more tolerant?
I don't know if they change. I mean, look, I raised this question last Sunday, and hear me out on this. There is no question that appearing in blackface is terrible. Let me separate this from the lieutenant governor. And again, it's an allegation. If the lieutenant governor sexually assaulted a woman And I don't know that it can be proven, because it seems like it's just they were the only two in the room. It's he said, she said. But if that could be proven, he needs to be out of office immediately. That's a crime. With the other two, the governor and the attorney general, it's a picture. Now, you can argue it's a terrible picture. It is a terrible picture, and it's an incredibly stupid move. And one was 19, the other was in his 20s. But it's not a crime. And, you know, the question I have is, why in 2019, in this world of outrage, does any transgression, not crime, any transgression at any point become an immediate death sentence?
Yep.
That we can't even consider. And look, this has happened to Democrats before. It's not just Republicans. Look at Al Franken.
Gone.
You know, I think there's – well, I was going to say it. I think there's some second thoughts about should he really have resigned? He was kind of a bore, and he apparently took some pictures, and that was bad. But is that enough to disqualify right. everything you did for 20 or 30 years? I think it's at least a question worth asking.
I took a call last hour, and this guy called up. He's a white guy from – I forgot where he was from, Pete.
So much for the memory.
No, Orlando. So he called up and says, listen, in the 1980s, I dressed as Mr. T. I colored my face in black. I wasn't doing anything negative. I wanted to look like Mr. T at Halloween. So – and nobody had a problem with it. So, and remember Ted Danson dressed up black with Whoopi Goldberg as his girlfriend, and they all thought it was hysterical. So
now, I think if he's the one, Ralph Northam in the picture with the guy in a KKK
bad
robe, that's not so funny.
No.
I mean, you know, that's a little different. Look, there's a story today that Joy Behar, you know, the exemplar of far-left liberalism, you know, the woman on The View, I don't know, have you seen this? And it turns out that she was at a party, and she dressed as a black woman and had her hair curled and put on makeup to look darker. And this was a long time ago. I think it was 20, right. 30 years ago. I don't know.
I can't believe we're talking about this. I just want you to hear the demo. When it comes to the sexual assault, though, we have the lieutenant governor using Brett Kavanaugh's legal team, and then we have the woman using Dr. Ford's legal team. So it's a rematch. Let's listen to how the Democrats handled the Brett Kavanaugh's accuser from 11th grade.
Not only do women like Dr. Ford, who bravely comes forward, need to be heard, but they need to be believed. They need to be believed. I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing.
Let me just say right at the outset, I believe Dr. Ford, I believe the survivor here.
I believe her. I stand with her. And
do you hope
I
she shows
she...
up on Monday? Do you hope that she testifies?
I don't think she should be bullied into this scenario. I believe her.
I believe Professor Ford. I think she's credible.
Okay. So does this other woman deserve to be believed? Everyone's saying, let's wait and see. Corey Burns, let's wait and see.
Well, look, the idea that it's just because somebody makes an allegation that he should be believed it doesn't seem to me to be fair. It wasn't fair to Kavanaugh. Isn't fair now to Justin Fairfax. I think they need to be heard. I mean, the problem in some of these cases is, and it appears from what the woman says in the Fairfax case, it was the two of them alone in a hotel room 15 years ago. You're never going to know the truth on that. He says it was consensual. She says it was coercion, it was assault. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's one thing if you heard Christine Blasey Ford testify under oath, and you can sit there and listen to her story and think, gee, she sure sounded persuasive, but I don't know how you can flat out say she was right and Kavanaugh was wrong, particularly when she offered, a bunch of names of people who were there, and none of them backed her up.
We are really tackling difficult situations, but I know one thing for certain. You have definite answer to this question. Who are your guests on Sunday?
Well, we're looking at Virginia. We're looking at what is going on in terms of foreign policy, the new summit between the president and Kim. I look forward to seeing you in Vietnam, by the way. But are you going to Vietnam?
I don't usually make the cut on this. I didn't make Helsinki. Why would I make Vietnam?
I don't know.
Yeah. But
because you, and you stayed out of it in the 60s, too.
So let's, I was four.
That's an excuse. But in any case, we know we're going to have one segment because by Sunday, they got to have come up with a deal, that conference committee, where we may be headed for either another government shutdown or a declaration of national emergency.
Yep.
We're going to have Richard Shelby, the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, John Tester, one of the top Democrats, both of them members of that committee, and they're either going to have a deal Sunday. And then the question is, if they do have a deal, is it enough that the president will sign on to it? So lots to talk about on Sunday, plus Virginia, plus
Chris,
foreign policy, plus who knows what else.
You're a wonderful person. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Michelle Polino. 21 Savage was arrested by immigration officials. The rapper's real name, Shia bin Abraham Joseph, after overstaying a 2005 visa. The British citizen also has a felony drug conviction from 2014. The rapper's lawyer argued that his client's criminal charge was ultimately expunged. The rapper was part of an operation that targeted his cousin, Atlanta rapper Young Nutty. DMX has announced a tour in celebration of the album It's Dark and Hell is Hot's 20th anniversary, starting March 8th in Oklahoma City. He'll be touring until May 7th, where he'll finish things off with a show in Pittsburgh. Two letters that reveal the Beatles were about to break up are for sale, dated January 1969 and April 1969. The documents were sent to John and Lee Eastman, the father and brother of Paul McCartney's wife and Wings bandmate Linda Eastman. MomentsInTime.com is the website selling the docs. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory. TV cop shows like Homicide, New York Undercover, and NYPD Blue? Well, one of the best of the group, NYPD Blue, first aired in 1990 and continues in reruns today. Mike Post wrote the theme.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. This is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 1-866-408-7669. John's listening on the Fox News Radio app in Arizona. Hey, John.
Hi, good morning, Brian.
What's on your mind?
I just want to comment about the blackface situation going on there. And, you know, I've gotten to the point to where listening to everyone complain about things that, you know, even comedians get by with it. People on TV seem to get by with situations that are similar to that, and everybody's okay. But, you know, suddenly somebody does it, you know, something like that, you know, years and years ago, and everybody has a problem with it.
What's the cutoff? What's the cutoff? You're voting for somebody. Do you need to know what they wore in college and what they did?
No, absolutely not. You know, I think we're all... You know, everyone has an opinion about everything, whether it's the LGBT community or whether it's ethnicity.
I hear you, John. Well, it's impossible to keep up this pace. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Republican Congressman Michael Waltz.
Go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989, the Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amu Darya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life of Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take
I'll tell you what, we have an announcement.
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. For 15 months, they searched, investigated, and asked questions, but the FBI has come up empty. They don't know why Stephen Paddock went into the Mandalay Bay Casino Hotel in Las Vegas and opened fire on Route 91 Harvest Festival concertgoers, killing 58 people, injuring more than 800 others.
We want to know why. We want to.
Daniel Rosales escaped with his life, but he can't escape the memory.
It still haunts you, and it's still there. It's always there.
The FBI report guesses at not necessarily a motive, but an inspiration, that Paddock may have been trying to find a connection to his father, a convicted bank robber and escaped convict who was mostly absent from Paddock's life. While Rosales feels a need to know why,
it just hurts, you know, not knowing what it was in his head.
Others who were there say knowing a motive won't bring back the dead, heal the wounds, or erase the trauma. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
In sum, will allow us to investigate any credible allegation that financial interests or other interests are driving the decision-making of the president or anyone in the administration. That pertains to any credible allegations of leverage by the Russians or the Saudis or anyone else.
Dana Perino's in studio, and that, of course, is Adam Schiff. Dana's going to be hosting the daily briefing at 2 o'clock and then the 5 at 5 o'clock. Dana, that was Adam Schiff making it clear what we all knew. He's going to be investigating. But to me, as a non-lawyer, I find it very disconcerting that someone could be curious to see if he's making decisions based on financial benefit he might get. Does that mean you could just go ahead and investigate anybody for anything that you think might be wrong?
I suppose it does. I mean, I was surprised to hear him say it. I guess I wasn't surprised when they said it during the midterm campaigns, right? Because the Democratic base, a part of it, wants this, right? They want everything sure thrown at the president, no matter how relevant. There's a story in Politico today, however, written by Darren Samuelson, in which the 2020 Democratic candidates do not even want to talk about the Mueller investigation. Why? Well, because they're already going to have the base. The base will already be there. But if you are looking for a few crossover voters, you're going to have to get those. And those people don't want to talk about the Mueller investigation, those voters. So it's pretty interesting. I think you're going to start to see some additional tension within the Democratic Party for people like Schiff, who that does sound like a witch hunt to me.
Right.
and versus 2020 Democrats who want to actually talk about how they want to, you know, raise taxes on the wealthy or something like that.
And I'll give you an example. So people really, and we all know them too, wanted President Obama investigated for a lot of things, and Attorney General Holder addressed for a lot of things, and they gave him a, didn't they censure him, former Attorney General
Eric Holder.
They took some type of action because he wasn't cooperating.
Right.
All right, I get it. But those were based off incidents. Benghazi, running guns into Mexico. I did not know, or the IRS, what were you doing targeting Tea Party groups? I need to find out. Instead of saying, why is he so nice to Saudi Arabia? Did he want to buy a hotel there? Did they promise to rent rooms in Trump Hotel? I actually don't see the benefit of that. I see the benefit of Iran-Contra investigation. I see a benefit to find out what exactly happened in Benghazi. And then if it turns out it's too political, well, the ratings plunge for these individual lawmakers, and there's a change in the election. But now I don't like this. Nobody's ever going to run for office as any type of financial success internationally. Or
yeah, the thing about the Saudi thing is weird to me because it totally flies in the face of the geopolitical thing, which is that yeah, the Khashoggi murder was disgusting and horrible, and the president initially said that, and then he had to sort of round the edges, and then it also sounded like he was defending the Saudis. Part of that, though, is that when you are commander-in-chief and you're responsible for the safety of the nation and you have a bigger picture and a bigger responsibility, that's why those decisions were made. It's not about finances for his hotel. That's preposterous.
Well, that's what they're going to find out about. And they're putting pressure on the family, and the Southern District of New York are going to go there. And that's what yesterday was about. But the president did a good job and a surprisingly good job in not tweeting yesterday. I think either you go on and you rally off the State of the Union, or you just let it go because it seems to have rated so high. He's almost never... He goes out of his way to step on the message, inadvertently sometimes.
Yeah.
But he steps on his message. Yesterday, he just let it sit up until the Adam Schiff.
You know, for 2 days now from the State of the Union, one of the things that is most useful about his speech is that we will finally get to start having a conversation in the country about the choice between continuing with free market capitalism or democratic socialist policies. And that was extremely interesting to me. I couldn't believe it. But it has come to this, that a president of the United States has to say on the floor of the United States Congress, we will never be a socialist nation.
While we see an example of Venezuela, which I think so far we've done this pretty well in a very sensitive situation. Maduro, who we're supporting.
Did I say that right?
No. Guaido, who we're supporting, they cut off some of the aid we were setting in. Mm-hmm. But Maduro, who the Russians are getting nervous, who is starting to lose his grip on leadership, he was probably a bad bus driver, as bad as he was as a leader of the country. And the country, you can't even buy anything now. Inflation's wildly. So you have that example of socialism in South America. And then you have it moving here. Now, I had three Democrats on Fox and Friends today, three Democrat experts. And they said, well, I think it's so wrong to have a president demagogue socialism. I go, well, wait a second. What basically every candidate outside Michael Bloomberg is running on is free pre-K, free health care, Medicare for all. We are going to get rid of private insurance. And we're going to change over our energy system to, I guess, a government-led Green Deal, new Green Deal.
And don't forget
free college.
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
Right.
So he's calling you out on what it is collectively. Disavow it, like Michael Bloomberg did.
And also, you know, they do have a young rising star in Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And the more that the Democrats want that type of attention for themselves, sort of the Instagram version of democratic socialism, that's what she calls herself. That's not a label I'm giving to her. She calls herself that. So what does that mean? And they will find out, once again, that it is a center-right country. Now, that said, Brian, conservatives, Republicans, Trump supporters should not be under the impression that the Democrats do not have a good counter-economic message to give that is receptive to those voters. They have one. It sounds really off-putting to people who are like, wait a minute, you look at all of these statistics. All these statistics are great. They do have a counter argument, and that's what this is really going to come down to. The president was able on Tuesday night, and then not tweeting on Wednesday. For the moment, he is focusing the 2020 reelection effort on a choice between him and someone else rather than just a referendum on his performance and whether you like him.
And whose playbook is that? President Obama. We think it's going to be Mitt Romney. We're going to make Mitt Romney a rich white guy who doesn't care about people and is out of touch. That's before he even got to the convention.
Right.
So the number one thing that Republicans are crazy if not to address is health care. They had this issue, but they did is they took apart whatever we had in Obamacare, and they left it in tatters. And they said, well, that's your problem. That's where you want it. Really? No, the American people that take that very personal health care, not political.
And
now
I had,
it's one or two on everyone's poll.
I had the Secretary of Health and Human Services on my show yesterday. We were talking about what they're doing on drug prices. So there's some stuff there, and we'll see if that works.
What are they doing on drug prices? Well, they're revealing them and making them transparent?
Revealing them, but also because there are these people called prescription benefit managers. Basically, that's the middleman between you getting your drugs and the drug maker, okay? That middleman takes a cut, okay? If the new regulation or law they would need takes away the middleman, you would hopefully see those savings passed on to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's their theory, and that's actually how capitalism works. So you would imagine that could happen. But I asked him about but if people are so concerned about pre-existing conditions, what about the fact that the administration is still backing that lawsuit that says that Obamacare states they don't have to cover pre-existing conditions? And he says, well, that's going to take a long time to figure out, and so the court system. And I'm like, that's not a great answer. So I think that they've got some good answers on high drug prices, but pre-existing conditions really hurt them in 2018, and they got to figure that out.
And what Lindsey Graham said, I'll give you the basic thing, and I've heard this from other people. There's about 10 to 15% of the people in this country who have pre-existing conditions issues. Put them in a high-risk pool for the entire nation. And I don't care if you're male, female, old, or young. You're high risk for whatever tragic reason. You're in a separate category, separated from people who are lucky enough to be us as of right now. So, and then that would solve it. The question is, we both know, and it's probably only going to happen the first year after the presidential election only, that the only way to solve this in a way, sustainable way, is both sides to be in on the creation. Because whoever it is going to take apart the other person's plan. Because they don't want to give the other guy credit for it, and they, especially if they don't support it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be some partisan. Mm-hmm. I got to bring you to Virginia before we take a break. I've never seen anything like it.
Me neither.
Ever. The governor, lieutenant governor, and
it's
the
like
attorney general. It's a bad novel because it's so horrific.
Choose your own adventure.
So I had somebody call up last hour, and they were talking about the blackface with the governor, and then the attorney general saying I was 19 and I wore a blackface to be a rapper at a party. And then, of course, the lieutenant governor, his issue is sexual assault, and it seems pretty vivid, does the victim. Having said that, somebody goes, you know what, in the 80s, Mr. T was the hottest guy in the country. I dressed as Mr. T, and I colored my face in black. Mm-hmm.
If you go to the Drudge Report now, there's actually a lot, at Hollywood.
Joy Behar.
Like, there's lots of examples of this. And I wonder if we get to a point where the Democrats have to realize, because remember, this is their line in the bed that they made.
What do you mean?
Especially on Always Believe the Woman, and no due process necessary for the man.
Right.
For the accused. Okay, so where did that get established? And during the Supreme Court hearings of Brett Kavanaugh.
Yep.
Okay, so there's that. Number two.
And in fact, let's hear it.
Mm-hmm. Not only do women like Dr. Ford, who bravely comes forward, need to be heard, but they need to be believed. They need to be believed. I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing.
Let me just say right at the outset, I believe Dr. Ford. I believe the survivor here.
I believe her. I stand with her. And
do you hope
I don't
she shows
she...
up on Monday? Do you hope that she testifies?
I don't think she should be bullied into this scenario.
I believe her.
I believe Professor Ford. I think she's credible.
Okay. They've all believed her before hearing from Brett Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. And before hearing her testify.
And some credit to the Washington Post on this story in Virginia, because apparently the woman had approached them a year ago. They checked out the story. They felt like it didn't stand up.
But they didn't exonerate him. He overestimated with the Washington. He overstated with the Washington Post said.
That's true. And then now he's denied it. And he said, like, women should be respected. But I cannot agree with the description, as she said. He says that she kept in touch with him for 15 months after this incident. And so perhaps he has evidence of that. I would maybe, perhaps, there might be emails. It was 2004, so that would you would imagine there might be text messages or emails or things like that by that time. That was a little bit more prevalent. But then on the blackface piece, it's that, is there a zero tolerance for racism? And the thing is, they had already said that Northam should resign. Okay, so should Mark Herring resign? And then, you know what happens?
124, 119.
You end up with the Republican as the governor who won the governorship on a coin toss. Do you remember that? That's the guy.
Wow.
Do you remember that? When we had to wait, and he's the one who won the coin toss.
Amazing. So Kayleigh McEnany works for Trump, said this.
Well, look, the Republican Party of Virginia has called on Mark Herring to resign because he's betrayed the people of Virginia. I say this because, look, Mark Herring himself set the standard when he called on Northam to resign. He's lost all credibility if he himself does not set the same standard for himself.
So we apologize.
She makes a great point. That's what I was saying, that like this, they are lying in the bed that they made.
Right. Same as the reason why Al Franken's at home right now reading the paper is because...
And you know that Kirsten Gillibrand... is not able to get a lot of the Democratic women's support for her campaign for president because they're mad at her for forcing Al Franken out too soon. Like, they thought that he deserved a little bit more time to explain himself, and that she went out there very early looking to make some, well, maybe she was principled about it, but she also wanted to make a name for herself. And like, now everybody has to be fired.
Right. Well, she's the one who who took the support of the Clintons after impeachment.
It is pretty shocking how much of this was going on back in even the 80s, right? As people start looking through yearbooks.
Everybody. Now, Dana, if someone was to walk up to you and said, Dana Perino, with all your years of experience, I'm thinking about running, what do you think? One of the things I imagine on your hit list is go through not only your Facebook page, but your yearbook.
Well, what you do is you hire somebody. You hire somebody to do the deepest dive, no stone unturned, into your background, and it is not an easy thing to read. And from there, and that's what the people find, right? And hopefully you've been honest with them as to what else might be out there. And from there you decide, can I handle and withstand attacks against my background?
And then you go forward.
As a country, we agree that if you're 19 and you did something stupid and that you would never do today, and that you become an outstanding citizen, and now you're 55 and you're running for a certain office. Like, can we let that go?
We don't know. No, we don't have that question answered. That's how fluid this story is. Don't move. When we come back, we're going to find out if Dana needs to know more and ask what nationality she thinks Elizabeth Warren actually is.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com. We try to make healthy choices, but do you ever choose the air you breathe? Now you can, with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Included is the Wave smart ventilation unit with computerized sensor control and app to reduce moisture, mold, odors, and insect infestation from your basement or crawl space. It also expels harmful gases such as radon, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. Addressing the worst air in your home will transform the entire house. Add the Wave 6-stage hospital-grade air purifier, the only one with HEPA HEPA filtration, two UV lamps, and other processes for a 99% kill rate of a broad range of pollutants and allergens. The WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package will make your home a drier, cleaner, and healthier one all year round. It's time you choose the air you breathe. Choose WAVE Home Solutions. Call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE. Or visit dryhousenow.com. Dryhousenow.com.
WAVE Home Solutions.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You've seen me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. There's enough food in this country to feed everyone. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Dana Perino's here, getting set to host her show at 2 o'clock. And then, of course, doing the 5 at 5 o'clock. I'll be on with you on the 5. Make sure we.
Are you nervous about that?
Yes. Make sure we deconflict on colors.
Okay.
I don't want to be wearing the same outfit. Dana, who's on your show at 2?
Karl Rove.
Wow.
Crowd favorite. I also have a guy named Kyle Condick. He is from University of Virginia with Larry Sabato. So he can explain a lot of this, what's happening in Virginia situation. And I have a quote from Eric Desenhall, who I love. He's a crisis communications guy. He said, racism is a cyanide pill. You cannot recover from this from a PR perspective. Like, it's over for these guys. That's his perspective.
Wow. It's interesting because then they have nowhere to go. He's like, well, let's say I do resign. Then what? I spend my rest of my life as a disgraced
governor. The first
governor.
Line of your obituary is that you were accused of being a racist.
Well, let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
State of the Union address. 47 million people watched the president give the State of the Union address. 12 aired live coverage. 12 networks aired live coverage. You'd be happy to know that we were the number one most watched, Dana Perino. Are you okay with that?
I was very happy with that. I'm not surprised, I would add.
The most tweeted moment came at 10:13, 82,000 interactions as viewers tweeted in the minutes following Trump's condemnation of socialism and a statement that great nations do not fight endless wars. Mm. So here we go. That'll continue. Next, sad news, Bob Massey, Fox News' legal analyst, known him for years, great man, host of Property Man, has passed away. We did not know he was even sick. Mm. He had 28 years of courtroom experience, 20 years as a legal analyst on the show. He was almost there from day one. So that's kind of sad. I know we're heard in Las Vegas, and he is Mr. Las Vegas.
People around that have known him for a long time at Fox absolutely adored him, and they're very heartbroken.
Yeah, he is looked up to and still has to stick up for the little guy. We'll move on and talk about this. Coast Guard. The president, vice president, thanking the Coast Guard to sucking it up and putting up with us during the shutdown. And then one of the people on the dais passed out. He quickly ran to their side. Was that a good move?
I think, yes, if somebody passes out, you should go to their side, yes.
All right, write that down. And you understand this story. Coke is apologizing for creepy napkins after passengers complain on the napkins. It basically urged people to talk to the person next to them.
I mean, this is ridiculous to complain about.
Why?
It. Because all it does on the napkin is, like, you never know who you might meet, and it's just supposed to be nice and friendly. These are napkins, and people have to complain. We are becoming such a nation of snowflakes. It's ridiculous. Plus, Brian, I met my husband.
Get out of here.
On an airplane. We happened to be sitting next to each other.
Did you need a napkin?
No, but we didn't have a piece of paper. So guess what? He gave me one of his business cards, and I wrote my information on that, and that's how we've been married 20 years.
He was, congratulations. He was smart enough to call you. One of the quotes was, be old school. Write down your number and give it to your plane crush.
Yeah, and these people said they were creeped out. Give me a break.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.